Audiences, listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
What is that? Someone made a tape of something dying or something.
Turn that crap off! What's going on?
I want this music out of my head.
Hey, turn that off! Turn that off right now!
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. And nobody can hang with my stuff. You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
Paul Perillo.
Shut up in here. I'm trying to sleep. One of you turds is about to get smacked in the mouth.
Hey, stop yelling at me, okay?
And Andy. And Andy?
Hey, Ryder! Jarvis!
Please be 18.
Andy Hart.
We were shellbacks together, Andy. You got payback coming.
Eric Scalavino.
Remember that time we got kicked out of biology for fighting with Max von Karn?
Yeah.
Who's retarded now?
For now, anyway.
My husband Gregory and I wish only for that which every other couple wishes for. To tame Komodo dragons in Sri Lanka.
PFW in Progress. Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
All right. We are here at PFW in Progress for another great edition of your favorite internet sports radio show. Right, guys?
You're going to have to work on that.
I know. Everybody's got red on today, except for Darren, the
except
intern.
Me. And you.
And me.
So 3 out of 5.
This is Darren's last day here at the Patriots.
Sad day.
And we made him bring us donuts.
Yeah.
Dunkin' donuts,
but
I also
not just donuts.
I also
Dunkin.
Made sure he got lunch today.
Who's
buying lunch?
I do have to say, as interns go, Darren was one of the better ones.
I agree.
He actually could do things.
I don't think we ever had one.
That's a shot to you, other interns that are listening.
as good as this. Well, I'm not sure we ever had one that was really interested in journalism either.
That's true.
Yeah. Or working.
Right.
Certainly haven't had many of those.
So, Darren, it'll be sad to see you go, but good luck this year at Williams.
Thank you.
1,000 yards.
And if there's any mistakes with that, the mock draft contest, if you feel like you've won, you can blame it on Darren.
That's all me.
All right, so we're here until 1 o'clock today, and I guess starting next week we might go back to noon. I'm not sure yet whether or not we're going to have access to practice.
Well, I think we should go back to noon. Andy and I will make sure we go back to noon. Might be the only 4 hours I'm here next week.
We also don't know about next Tuesday, Fred.
Yeah, you guys probably be traveling on Tuesday.
Well, depending on what time we leave, we might be able to do the show or we might not be able to.
Yeah.
So.
Or maybe you guys can file like a little short audio MP3 report.
I'm hoping we leave around 3 so that we can do the show and then leave. But we'll see. So next week is in flux right now. We're thinking that we'll go back to noon.
Yeah. But we'll,
Paul and I will
we'll
be on
do
at noon
to 2. Andy and I.
Whether you people are part of it.
Hopefully
or
you people.
No, hopefully you and Eric will still be here on Tuesday. And hopefully on Thursday, one of you guys can chime in from Tampa and give us the
I'll be sure to call
Brian
in and
Finner.
Be made fun of for everything I said.
Well, I'm sure that like Tyquan Underwood will be tearing it up, and you can let me know.
The
all
two guys
him.
In their ivory tower just looking
you know
down on
be?
Everyone.
Well, I haven't noticed practice, but they have a display of John Lynch up here that I'm really enjoying.
Mike Allstott's right
guy.
Next to him.
No, he liked Lynch. That was his. Remember, he bought a jersey.
Yeah, actually, you're the one who likes Allstott.
I liked Allstott too. Mike Allstott?
I liked him a little.
Like he got hurt too much.
Was he too talented for you?
Too much running.
Too talented. Yeah, too much.
I'm more of a moose guy.
Too many plays.
One carry a game is enough.
I like anyone with the horse collar and it looks like, you know, they're all hunched over.
Oh, God,
so,
horse
you know, that's
collar
over. That's over.
No more horse collar?
Well, no more of that player. I mean, in this day and age of concussions and fullbacks and all that.
Like that.
An update on that. We got an email from one of our listeners dating back to all our concussion off-season discussion, and there is a new blood test being tested, a 1,600-person study. I believe it's a Canadian doctor. There's a couple competing scientists, but there's a belief that the protein released when you are concussed enters the bloodstream, and they can measure the levels of this protein in your bloodstream within an hour after the injury and therefore say, was there a concussion, and theoretically the degree of the concussion based on the level of this protein.
Very interesting.
So I'm intrigued. To me, that's home run technology if they come up with anything like that. Now, it wouldn't work for a game because I don't know that you could wait the hour, obviously. I guess if you had it in the first quarter and you tested it in the third and you could get out there in the fourth.
Why couldn't you have guys on the sideline with the ability to take blood?
No, but I think it takes an hour for it
to get the result.
No, to get into the bloodstream.
Oh, I thought you meant that for within an hour you can have an accurate
test. No, I think it means
test.
Within it. You have to wait an hour for it to truly get in the bloodstream.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But I think that would still work, though, because if a guy gets taken out of a game, like when we saw Mike Wright against, what was it, Miami last year when he had the concussion,
yeah,
and he left the game and they took his helmet away from him, there was about an hour that passed.
Sure.
And when that hour passes, just test him.
Yeah.
But regardless, it would be a huge leap forward beyond that.
Sure, any advance is good.
I mean, it was in Popular Science, and like I said, I mean, obviously, I'm guessing if they start a study now, you're still talking a ways away before it could possibly be put into use.
Sounds encouraging, though.
Certainly. I mean, that's what I said all along. Until the technology and the doctors and medicine catches up to actually diagnose concussions, the rest of it is all kind of secondary.
Good stuff. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket hotline. We've had a couple practices since the last game. And good news is that the tight ends are back, Aaron Hernandez and Gronk, and look no worse for wear. You know, I don't know.
Well, didn't look worse for wear, but we've noticed a trend with Aaron Hernandez getting retaped. So I'm wondering if he's dealing with some sort of ankle, foot, lower body, extremity issue. It happened yesterday, and I mean, he gets retaped and then sprints back on the field and catches bombs and everything. You don't notice it, but looks like he could be dealing with something that has to be taped and retaped.
Okay.
And Brandon Lloyd was back out yesterday. He'd missed a couple of practices, too.
But
Jabbar Gaffney got hurt.
And Marcus Harrison.
Looked pretty bad for him. But
Pretty bad?
Yeah, I mean, enough so that he took all his pads off. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Hit my microphone.
Sounded like the end of a record.
I know.
Yeah. It did, actually.
It did. It really did.
Perfectly.
He took his pads off. He was getting treatment for probably about the last hour of practice.
Wore just spandex so Paul could see his junk.
It's always
fresh. No. No. Time out. I'm standing there after practice, and all of a sudden Paul goes,
about other guys.
Oh, my God. Tell Gaffney to tell Jab to put his junk away.
We just had a conversation about how it's not right when you say stuff off the air.
We're not fighting. This wasn't a cheap shot. This was just expressing.
Now people take it out of context. Like, I was checking him out. Because when I actually pointed it out to you, you were like, oh, my God.
I actually said, I hope he doesn't jab you with that thing.
Oh, boy.
But
looked like
I agree with Eric.
Or like a thigh.
Hip, quad, thigh, yeah. But more than day-to-day. I'd deem him week-to-week.
And he was on the sideline icing it down?
It's my diagnosis.
Doing something. I don't think there was ice involved, but he was getting treatment.
Sitting
for
a lot of.
Stretching it out.
Stretching a lot.
He took all his equipment off.
Massaging.
As Andy pointed out, down to his pants. He took his pants off.
I do worry about
spent
these
the rest
receivers.
Of the practice in between.
Durability.
Well, that's why I think you could have
because
seven
of their age.
Of them.
Well, because of age and just, you know, Deion Branch, the Patriots have been kind of lucky with him over the last 2 years. But in his first
second tour,
and when he was with Seattle,
good point,
injuries were part of him.
Yeah,
you know?
That's why I said to Paul, all this, is something wrong with Branch? Why is he not really taking part? This might just be back to the old days when he kind of took camp off, didn't play in the preseason.
And that's how
I felt they've
been doing, because he does have sort of a chronic hamstring problem.
Right.
And he has had periodic bouts with hamstrings even in his second tour. It just hasn't caused him to miss a lot of games.
But it sort of flies in the face of people that thought he was competing for a roster spot.
Well,
because you can't compete for a roster spot if they're telling you, we're just going to kind of not have you
and
do
now
it.
It'll be interesting
well, you
to
can't
see.
Cut me now and say I didn't win a roster spot if you didn't let me win a roster spot.
Yeah.
Right. I've sort of felt that he's not really in trouble.
I haven't either.
But, you know, again,
I don't know how you can be as big as he was last year and then be cut.
Much like the offensive line, Andy, Eric, we sort of stand alone on these things and no one really, buys into
we're
our,
leaders,
our rationale.
Followers.
But, you know, as we pointed out in the training camp preview in PFW, right, Fred?
Yep.
Training camp preview, breaking down the defensive line, we sort of forecasted the fact that Chandler Jones would be starting. Linebackers sort of forecasted that Dont'a Hightower would be starting, so we got scoffed at for that too.
Right.
So I can take the as long as we're
Paul's
right.
Fighting with somebody right now.
No, but don't
who
you
scoffed
think,
at us? I don't know. I don't remember that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, really. No, who did? I'm because I'll go find them right now.
You don't need to do that, but there were plenty of people who were snickering about it.
Paul does it subtly on the radio.
Now, would this be the
media people? I don't see that was a quote from one prominent media member.
This was one of his things because at some point a couple weeks ago somebody tweeted looks like Chandler Jones might actually start at defensive end, and he retweets with, "Yeah, as Andy wrote in PFW 3 weeks ago."
As
Jumbo Hart said in the training camp preview.
Good Paul.
No, so I always know when he has a little hair across.
We gotta keep him honest. I mean, you know.
See, but unlike you,
Paul takes it on his own shoulders to keep them honest.
To defend you. You're the one who wrote those two.
Right.
But I would defend you,
previews.
Too.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, probably not in the same way you do.
Right.
He comes right out and admits it. He wouldn't.
But you have a certain way about you.
And you
don't? And we were mocked at.
Wait a minute. Are you claiming that you don't have a certain way about
no,
you,
I
when,
do,
you
but
do,
it's different
when you
than
go
your
on
way.
These little crusades? It's like... Now, you can
say
this.
Do we
need
to bring up the Mike Florio incident again?
Yeah, you could say this, Andy. You could say there are times where Paul seems to be thinking things are a little bit more important than I would think they are. And I would wholeheartedly agree. Like, I sort of don't understand. A couple days ago, Freddie, Brandon Spikes had his interview again and chose to keep his helmet on. And the same thing that happened the last time he did it, as soon as the interview was over, everybody was like, "Why does he put his helmet on? Why does he take his helmet off? I don't understand it." Again, no one asked him
why he
chooses to do his interviews with his helmet on.
Right.
I thought he was fairly engaging in the interview. I didn't have any problems with his answers.
I actually tweeted that I liked it. I think it makes him look cool, like badass.
And then I go on Twitter.
Does
I have
he
a
have the visor?
Oh, yeah, the darkened one.
Yeah, okay.
I go on Twitter, and a couple of media people had tweeted out that, you know, again, Spikes conducts interview with helmet on, and then that leads to, like, your followers starting to say, why does Spikes, what does he think he is, Ricky Williams? And, you know, does he trying to pull, you know, pull a Ricky? Why does he? I don't understand why it bothers people.
I hereby dub him Darth Spikes. So that's going to be his new nickname.
It's terrible, so it won't
Or should it be Brandon Vader?
I don't think it should be either.
Why not?
Master Vader.
Darth Vader is one of the coolest
characters
in movie history.
No question.
There's a little tone there.
You know?
Oh, yes, he was.
Yeah.
Implying that Spikes
Vader
is not
was.
Worthy of a cool nickname. He's not that cool.
So that's one of the things that I would say. For some reason, it seems to bother me that everybody keeps making fun of him for doing the interview with the helmet on. And it's not something that bothers Andy, because Andy immediately tweets me, who's saying this?
No,
Which I think you were completely trying to get me to rat out all the people that were saying it.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to fall into that
trap. You should call him, Fred, since he's always going on Twitter and calling people out and try to raise controversy, call him Darth Hater.
We needed Fred's face. Just staring.
Where's the food?
All right. Webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398. It's the Ace Ticket Hotline.
Big news of the day.
Whoa. What?
Well, I don't know if it's big news.
I was going to say a lot of activity here because Bruce Springsteen is coming.
I thought it was because it was Darren's last day.
Means there'll be a lot of lame, old, white men in the
stadium
soon.
They're building the stage as we speak, and that's always fascinating to me how they put together those stages. These massive structures they put in.
I'm always fascinated.
They
by
do it in
some of the roadies are hot chicks.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I haven't really noticed that too often.
Oh, I saw a couple. One, well, my eyes aren't so good, so when they're far away, like hanging from the scaffolding, I never really. But
that
hanging
explains
from
a lot.
The scaffolding. I see a tank top and I see some tatas, and
that's all
know.
It takes for you. I understand.
Plus, I think there's a little something. Like, it's kind of cool that she's a roadie and she's climbing the scaffolding. And
it's probably not. Never mind.
I got some scaffolding she can climb.
That's not all she's going to be climbing tonight.
Jeff Demps.
Yeah.
You want to get into that?
I have no idea what
I have
you're
no
talking
idea
about.
What he's talking about.
I think that is a
we'll go 50-50 on this show for people who
haven't.
Okay,
Andy
and
I will take over for the you know who Jeff Demps is.
Yeah,
you watch the Olympics.
I read that. Yeah, but I don't know what he's talking about in this.
Oh, okay. Well,
after retiring from football in March and winning a silver medal, he's unretiring from football and is expected to sign today with an NFL team.
Yeah, that's the latest report is that he's expected to sign today.
I'm intrigued, and I think we should
Andy
take
and
it.
I talked
two
about
roster
him
spots
yesterday
sign him.
In the in the tent.
Yes,
I think he makes a lot of sense. I mean, he's a small running back. I mean, you could probably use another running back if you deemed one necessary. And clearly, they're still searching for a kick return option. And this guy is dynamic.
And what did he win a silver in?
The
4x100 relay.
So whoa, what the hell?
So he's a fast guy.
Yes.
4.26 40. 4.26 is his unofficial 40.
Olympic speed.
He skipped the combine.
He's an Olympic
size and weight, please.
And the next question five, was, so he's fast.
5'8", 190 something.
Oh, come on.
He's little.
He's tiny.
Yeah.
He's tiny.
He's like
but
me.
He's fast.
But he played at Fred. He played at Florida.
I
believe
he started
like 27.
A lot of small guys played at Florida.
And Emmett Smith.
Yeah, you're right.
Those
he was
guys
small.
Go on in the NFL
Do they?
As
do they?
Percy Harvin?
Skill position guys?
Yeah. More often than not, the Florida guys don't translate
Percy
to
Harvin.
The NFL.
Well, not lately.
Yeah, Percy that's Harvin. One. I said more often than not.
But lately, these guys have been very good. I don't like the looks of this at all.
I'll let you know.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You're not being very
the world's most interesting Patriots fan just came in with what looks like a
pink penis.
Yeah.
It's for Fred, too.
Would this be for Eric?
I've been told it's for Fred.
Eric's just shaking his head.
I'm shaking my head at Paul.
Is it a dead alpaca?
I asked.
That would be a real dead alpaca. All right. So what were you saying, Paul?
Jeff Demps is supposedly going to make his decision.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, no, it's fine that he doesn't. But, I mean, the laughable question was, so he's an Olympic silver medalist, 4x100 relay. Is he fast?
I said he's a fast guy.
He's an NCAA. Rhetorical...
What you were asking.
Oh, please.
He's an NCAA champion, as I said, reported 4.26. When he skipped the combine, Rainey actually tried to talk him into coming just to run the 40 to wow everyone at the combine, even though he didn't intend to come to the NFL. Although he now intends to come to the NFL. But he started like 25 games at Florida, played in like 50. And you look at his stats. And
28 touchdowns.
Every year it's like, you know, only player in country with 70-yard run, 70-yard return, 70-yard reception, or things of that nature. He's a big play. And we know Bill's relationship with Florida. Both
he could be a special return guy.
Yeah.
You know, like Devin Hester. And I'm not saying he is Devin Hester.
If we can keep Matthew Slater on the team, or we can keep Julian Edelman on the team just to do X, Y, and Z.
He might be a special athlete that could have that kind of an
impact. I just want to see him on the practice field and just want sprint and go.
If that's the role.
10 flat and 100.
That means nothing.
From the selfish point of view, that
means nothing to you?
If that's the role he could have, he's worth the roster
spot. What does Usain Bolt run?
He runs at like a 9.6.
All right, so he's not as fast as Usain Bolt. But if you tell me he runs a 4.26, like I don't know too many people who run a 4.26. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And really run it, not, you know, Dante Stallworth. Oh, I ran a 4.19.
Look, if he can run an under 10.
Belichick said he still has his speed.
Yeah, if he can run a 10, he's fast.
Rarely do you need
and that's 100
to
meters
run 100 meters in the NFL. Yeah.
Right.
So,
CFL, maybe.
Yeah. No, so if
it's just the end zones.
If that's the role he could be, if he could be our kick returner, I think that's worth a roster
spot. He can't be worse than what we have.
And then you throw him every once in a while out there for a play, you know.
Slot,
get him out on the screen pass.
Evidently,
throw him out there with your two tight ends, three tight ends, get some blocking, and boom, 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 down the field.
Evidently, wow.
I'm excited.
What just happened?
I would be excited for him to come. I'm excited speed.
I would like to see a dynamic athlete like that because they don't come along.
That's why I want
him
a cluster. It's why, you know, just give me a guy that tiny and
evidently
fast.
Tampa Bay had been on record as saying they had expressed interest in him.
But I talked to a guy last night who told me that he talked to the agent who said in New England was kind of floated around. So I don't know whether this is just hearsay or some guy called me.
Where are you getting all these sources?
They called me.
Every day, Fred, Indy comes in with more mysterious sources.
They called me. It's a side note.
I think we need a raise. I think we're getting to the bottom of stuff.
I don't think we get a raise.
No?
Ever.
No? Not even Andy?
And the side thing that I tried to get Greg Bedard involved in a Twitter controversy yesterday when he was talking about how Belichick had talked about mallet and he needs to learn to force it and that whole thing of, you know, how far you can go before it's a bad play, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I remember writing about Aaron Rodgers doing the same thing in camp 2 years ago. And I said, whoa, 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 are you mentioning mallet and Rodgers in the same anything? And I know I separated them, and I tried to get fans all worked up. A few got it. 2016 MVP, Ryan Mallett, and all that. But Mallett's done.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
I think he stinks.
It's okay. Yeah. So right now, but you don't think there's any room for improvement or chance for improvement?
He's doing all the same stuff, which you hear about at Arkansas. You know, the decision-making or the wow play and then the head-scratcher bad play right after.
Right.
NFL playing quarterback is about consistency,
the
reliability, accuracy. Yeah.
It's startling.
It's Jamarcus
at
Russell.
Times.
It's Jamarcus
Although
Russell.
Yesterday, from what I saw, he looked pretty good.
He did.
Yeah.
But he has those days.
Even the day before, he looked good until he looked terrible on the same, you know, seven-play span or whatever. It's NFL, to me, quarterback is consistency. Yeah. That's the most important thing. We've seen a lot of guys flash, but you can't flash for 60 minutes, then you're done.
He has inconsistent days and inconsistent stretches of days. Yeah. You know, I mean, one practice he looks like he's hitting the barrel in one drill, and then he can't hit, you know, the ocean from a boat.
Yeah, I don't care about
the
barrel. I just care about when he's got people in front of him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Has to think quick.
Or in the game when the receivers don't even break stride because it's so poorly thrown that it's,
right.
it's not even in the, their area.
Right.
And tell me this. This kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I wrote about it on the blog. You know how they throw the pads at the quarterbacks during
yeah.
some drills to
yep.
hit them, make them move their feet?
Yep.
Well, they threw it right at him and definitely hit him harder than I've ever seen anyone get hit right in the bread basket. And he picked it up and threw it back at him. Now, is that one of those things that he has fire or he's a douche?
Yeah.
Like, maybe both.
See, I like
mean,
that.
If I got hit there, I'd throw it back at him.
Yeah.
You
know?
I don't know.
I like that.
I told you that same practice later, one of his linemen yeah. was getting into a fight with a defensive lineman
Still
and he jumped
mad.
In.
I liked that. Too.
I like that.
That's good.
But I'm not sure on the back thing, throwing it back.
Was it a coach?
I think it was a,
it was a ball boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lower level person. But I'm just saying,
which that part of it I don't like. If he had thrown it back at a coach, it wouldn't have bothered me as much.
Right, because he's treating everybody the
same. Because I don't want. I don't. I'd like to think that he was just mad and he was throwing it
at whoever threw
at where it.
It
came from,
yeah.
and not because it was.
But that's like
a lower
when
level
Pepper
guy.
Rolls the ball at the guys to work on cut blocks, and you roll it back at him. Like,
well,
why? You know
the
what
whole
he's
part
doing?
Of the drill, yeah.
Can't get mad. They're supposed to throw a bag at you.
I'd have to watch.
Oh, you would throw it back. There's no doubt in my mind you would throw it back. So that's, I know where you're coming
Paul would
from.
Quit.
But was it thrown the right way? Like, you know, does Brady get it gunned at him right in, I mean, let's face it, it hit him right in the nets.
Well, but it's different. He's not Brady. Just like Brady doesn't have to cover punts in practice like Mallett had to yesterday.
No,
but
no,
there is
got,
a protocol.
But if you got mad at covering yeah. punts in practice, I would say 100% douche.
And you would,
That's
too.
Part of your job. No, I wouldn't. What do you think I was in high school?
That's right. You
what do you think
cord,
I was
right?
on this Trent Dilfer Elite 11 camp that they had on ESPN?
Speaking
the other
of
night?
Things that annoy me the hell out of me, Trent Dilfer and Elite 11 annoy the hell
Did
out of me.
Did you watch that?
No, but he tweets about it all the time, and he
well,
thinks he's
him.
God's gift.
Why do you
gift.
Follow him?
Well, because he's an NFL like analyst. Aren't I supposed to follow him? For
yeah, I only
Didn't
follow
you tell
reporters.
Me to follow him?
Sure. No, I do. I mean, he's not a reporter. He's not.
He's not a local reporter.
I thought we were supposed to
no,
anybody relevant.
No, all of the national guys who
compete to
who are relevant
or news slogan?
Who are
Commitment
relevant
to compete.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm for that, but I mean not an analyst. He's not going to break any news.
No.
One other thing I want to put out on the table, Tuesday night
rules.
Hard Knocks had the episode and to their credit, full access to the termination of Ocho Cinco, as uncomfortable as it was, but I got to give him credit for doing it and for Ocho Cinco, I guess, to agreeing. I don't know if he had
what
any
did he
say.
Actually did he say anything in that clip? What did he say?
He said, you know, he started out, he tried to kind of interrupt by saying, hey, you know, you told me about what I was expected of me and I bought into it and, you know, you had to talk with me and I'd been hush ever since then. And Philbin then kind of cut him off and said, yeah, you know, and I thought Philbin kind of stumbled through this kind of the same way he stumbled through that other conversation. And then at the end, Ocho just said, look, you know, I understand it's a business decision, you know, and you have to do what you have
no
to
hard
do.
Feelings.
Ocho yeah. also said.
His eyes were teared up a little
Ocho
bit.
Ocho also said this is the first, he was trying to defend himself because
right.
he knew it was coming and he was trying to cut it off and said, this is the first time that I've ever been in trouble, you know, first time. Mm. And he repeated that. And I actually thought Philbin was pretty good. Fred thought he was wishy-washy. I didn't see the first one
yeah.
about the F-bomb press conference that
right.
you and Andy saw. This one, I thought, I don't think that you just stand up there and say, we're letting you go. Thank you. Bye. I don't think that's what you do. I think that you explain to a guy why.
No,
why
I,
we can't
I,
have
I
this. And I thought the way he explained, listen, this is bigger than you and me. This is the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
In other words, the organization is the only thing that's important here. And I thought he explained that
I think
well.
If he had said it the way you just said it.
But that's
I,
what he said.
Not really. If you read, it's a lot.
I mean, I'm not,
you know, we're
word
just
for
not
word.
Meshing,
I'm paraphrasing.
And, you know, and it, there was a lot of,
But
you
he,
know,
I think he used the words, it's bigger than you and me.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be interested. Andy, you haven't seen it,
I haven't
it,
seen
right?
it yet.
And Eric, you haven't seen it?
No, I don't get HBO.
Yeah, I'd be, okay, so why the face? I don't get HBO.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
WTF.
I like to see it live.
Why the face?
Well, you can get it if you want
I
it.
Could, but I don't.
But I don't understand the face. It's like, well, I don't get HBO. It's like
it's
you're
just,
not allowed to have it on the Cox system? Or
no. Why is that so funny?
Because I love when Fred brings up Cox.
His face is as red as our shirt.
It really is. It's he's
I'm
die.
Sorry, Fred. That was my fault. I just love when you talk Cox.
So you choose not to get it?
Yes, because
okay.
I don't. There's not enough on there, I guess, that I would watch.
You find it online.
Right?
That's what I did last night.
A lot of good programming on Fox.
HBO.
HBO.
I mean on HBO.
Fox is pretty big around,
not even,
right?
I don't even have the network.
I've never seen James laugh this much before. And he's been in the studio several times.
Fox. I mean, not Cox.
Home box office.
HBO.
Oh, yeah.
Home box.
No, but there are a lot of good things on HBO.
For sure, but I just, you know, there's only so much time in a day.
You have DVR?
I do.
Okay.
I just, again, there's only so many things.
Plus, if you get HBO, you can get it on your phone, your iPad, your anything.
Right.
You can,
that's true.
On demand, watch it whenever you want.
But we digress.
Okay. Anyway, so I just wanted, I didn't know if there was a technical thing or
no.
You didn't have cable. You have cable, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Digital cable, yes. That's how you have a DVR.
A Paul-like thing where you're making a point to someone.
Right.
That person never knows you're making a point to
no,
them.
No, but that's kind of the way he sounded
yeah,
when
exactly.
Fred started
very
this
much.
Whole thing.
Right. He was taking a stand.
Right.
No, that it was nothing to do with that at all. It was just kind of like, I'm just disappointed. I don't get it.
Yeah, it seemed to me like... There was some reason.
The
that
way
you misinterpreted.
Like, in, no, I don't.
You misinterpreted
have HBO.
My Michaela Maroney type grimace there.
Why the Maroney face?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just did 5 minutes on why Eric doesn't have HBO. That's all right.
When are we going to do 5 minutes on your gift? That's all wrapped in pink
well,
with pink.
Why don't
bows?
We do that?
That Andy's obsessed
James,
with.
James Pettigrew is here, the most interesting Patriots fan in the world. James, why don't you step up to a microphone? Darren will.
I'll share with Darren.
Okay.
He's causing a ruckus before he even gets here.
So what brings you to town?
Oh, just to see training camp, of course, and I missed you guys. And
sure.
So I thought I'd be laughing at Andy.
Nothing. How's life going?
Life's going all right, actually, yes.
He's a man of leisure. How
no,
do you
no,
think
no,
it's
no,
he's working now.
I'm working now.
You've got the company in Manchester?
Well, no, I've started the company, all the clients found out that I'm taking over on Monday. The employees don't know, so I don't really say anything just yet. But
unless they're listening.
Because they're all listening.
Well, yeah, but they don't know who the company is. So if you work for a security company, I may be your boss on the 3rd
of
September.
And he's a great boss.
It's not
are you
mops,
really
is it?
No. Okay. I don't think I'll be able to keep that quiet.
But,
is it a competitor to T-Mops?
I will not say anything.
Well, is it one that allows us to go work for you at higher salaries?
Absolutely
good,
not.
Eric.
No, not at all.
What do you mean, no?
Until I win some new contracts, no.
Yeah, I didn't get to put my 2 weeks' notice in.
We can't do an international online security radio show?
Why not? It sounds like it's a niche in the market. There isn't one, so why not?
Right.
We'll give that a go.
Right.
We'll be the best
we'll
one.
We'll create the need.
We can investigate why you don't have HBO for a few hours.
All right.
You laugh.
So you're busy.
I'm busy. Yeah. I'm good. The donkeys are good. The dogs are good. Everything's fine. You know, living the dream.
Yeah. At some point, I need you to come look at my land and see what you think about getting
alpacas. Well, no, because my neighbor has alpacas.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's got a couple of them in a field, so we can go and wander over there and have a look and speak to him about what the
you
hell
can't make
yeah.
this stuff
it's
up.
Gonna
so
be.
I haven't given up that dream.
No, just, he's got maybe an acre where they're sort of, they look pretty funky as well and just sit there and they tend to be easy keepers like
yes,
the donkeys.
That's what I hear, so...
But it's expensive setup. Fencing,
barns. The shed. Yeah, that's the problem. Getting the alpacas was easy. I had that already done. The guy was going to give me three for $750.
It's a good deal.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not breeding. When you get into breeding, that's when they're tens of thousands. But if you're just doing it for the
they're not show alpacas.
No, just doing it for the hair, whatever they call it.
The wool?
The wool? Do they call it wool if it comes off an alpaca?
I believe they do. Yeah.
Alpaca wool.
Call your wife.
Yeah. Okay.
She would know, right?
All right. So you've come with
something. I've never bought you anything. And buying a gift for a fellow...
You don't have to, you know.
Yeah, well, I know. Fellow 1%ers and all that. We have it.
We get it from everyone else.
Buying a gift for a 1%er. Now, I don't know if you actually own one of these. So I'm very nervous about it. But yeah, bring it over.
Shall Darren open it?
Don't break it. Darren, you open it, because if we do it in the microphone, it'll be so loud. And
Darren can open it.
Yeah. Oh,
so just it's about, I don't know, 5 feet tall?
About 5 feet tall.
Pink,
it's pink
skinny. Looks
large.
Like Eric.
I can't believe he actually wrapped it.
It's actually lovely wrapping.
Quite a bulbous head. Well, my wife saw me on the kitchen table doing it and was...
and said, what the hell are you doing?
She said at least Rain Man was good at cards. I don't know if...
What in the world?
Is this a nut wizard?
Is this the nut wizard?
Yes, it is.
Oh!
So you're the one who bought one.
If it's got two of them. I didn't know what size you needed, so I bought.
Oh, you have two of them.
So yeah, so you got small and medium nuts.
Thank you, Eric. I thought it was one piece.
It's what the just hell in is time, that? Too, because they're going to start falling soon.
I thought it would be a very. Yeah. So you can pull them out and have a look. Darren looks very confused.
Darren's struggling a bit with the unwrapping.
So I bought them about 4 years ago, and I've literally just carried them around with me from house to house, trying to get an opportunity. To when I could give them to you. So there you go. For the man who wears everything.
How does it work? It just...
Well, there's instructions inside. It's right. And there's two things. There's
how they put the instructions inside.
There's like an unloader in the box as well that's integral to the whole nut wizarding process.
Integral.
So if people are don't make new fun to of the our show and they don't know what we're talking about, I've always complained. I have... You know, I have thousands of acorns that are on my lawn.
I have a retarder or something.
And picking them up is a pain. And I heard about this thing called the Nut Wizard, which is
isn't what you think.
It looks like a big bingo
ball dispenser.
Ball dispenser on a pole. And supposedly you just run this across the lawn and it just picks up the acorns. So
I have my doubts already.
We'll give it a try and I'll film it.
So it seems, it seems like the. Yeah.
We'll put it on PFW.
Yeah, so it's flexible enough so that when it hits the...
They're going to squeeze in.
It squeezes in.
Yeah.
And captures it.
Yes, apparently
but it doesn't,
so.
But when it squeezes...
No. So these are, so you put those things on the edge of a bucket, yeah? And then you sort of put it on and then twist it. And I think I didn't really try it. I didn't put too much effort into how it works, Fred, sorry.
So is it meant to go into the bucket then after... So that's the first step and then the
that's
second
the first
step.
The second
bucket.
Step is you really need HBO, Eric.
But since they only actually sold five of them, if you had any problem, you just call the guy and he'll come over and help you.
It was, it took a lot of trouble to order them. Very poorly made. The quality build is just terrible, but we'll see.
We own 40% of the Nut Wizard market.
Yeah.
It's a collector's item, actually.
But no, I'm spending way too much. I had a dream about the Nut Wizard the other night, actually, which means I'm spending...
Out of your mind.
Well, no, I was... the dream was very surreal because it tied into... I basically went downstairs and Fred was at the front door with both Nut Wizards. I remember the episode the other day you talk about losing your job and not being able to find a new one, and you basically lost your job. And
right.
So you said, oh, can I, I'm a bit stressed, can I come and Nut Wizard your garden? And I was like, okay, Fred. And you were like, oh, yeah, but I get to keep all the nuts. Once I'm done with them, that has to be part of the deal.
So he drives a hard bargain.
It's turned into an epidemic. With
okay. No, but it's strange, because you were wandering around the garden. My wife came down. What's this strange man doing in the garden? You were there.
And why doesn't he have pants on?
Right? you finished and you came. It's very vivid. You knocked on the door.
What's
I sort
that
of
thing
went
coming
there.
Off his head.
He has a nut wizard attached to his hip.
But you came to the door afterwards and you were pissed off because there were no nuts.
Oh.
And you were like, oh, there were no nuts. And then you handed me like a 3-page bill. And it was like $750. Too much time.
It might come to that.
Wow.
We'll see. But that's very thoughtful of you.
Oh, according to this, you can use it to for apples, golf balls.
Well, look at the sizing chart. This was the great conundrum I had. I didn't.
Apples.
You can see you didn't know what size I was. So I went for a... medium and a...
So you have a medium.
Yeah, that
so you
one
can
looks
do...
different than this one.
I know, but still.
The medium is red and chestnut oak, buckeyes, large and paper shell pecans, hickory nuts, chestnuts, shotgun shells, golf balls.
Shotgun shells.
Well, so you got that going for you. In case you're shooting off shotguns in your backyard. Although James probably is.
I will certainly use
not in this
state. Shooting in the backyard.
Not in this state.
Not in this state.
Because when I tell you that there's thousands, I'm not exaggerating. They are all over the place. And, you have to rake them and rake
sure.
them. It's
not anymore.
No. We'll see.
I've got all woods.
I still have my doubts. We'll see.
Acorns everywhere.
He's so negative.
I can just see the neighbors now. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, unless it works.
Unless
and
it
they'll
works,
be like, how
right.
can I get one?
Well, I was telling these guys, speaking of what neighbors do.
This is a classic.
Oh, yes.
Listen to it, James. You need
our neighbor has one of those stand-up riding lawnmowers that, you can go everywhere where it turns on a dime
zero,
and everything
what
like
is it
that.
Called? Zero
so,
degree turn.
So the husband was teaching his wife how to ride one, and she literally drove it into the pool. Now, I'm not sure. I didn't get the details on whether she had jumped off at the last minute and it just went in without her.
It'd be a lot
or
funnier
if she went
was
in
on
with it.
With the,
but,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No. I can't.
I just picture like the husband like running after it.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Like,
what the hell?
Stumbles
and
in
you're
too,
not just
after.
Lifting that out either.
No.
That's.
I think I would just have to leave for a little bit and like. Go to the bar, get a couple beers, and I'll be back later.
Yeah, because we were figuring it's got to be multi-$1,000.
Well, I mean, the machine itself is $3,000.
Right. Then you have to drain
to
the pool.
To get somebody to crane it out of your pool, right. Drain your pool, get all the oil, and it's a $5,000.
Refill the pool.
Is anyone thought the wife just didn't want to clean the lawn?
No, I said that.
Here we go. Screw
when I was a little kid, I used to break dishes so I wouldn't have to do dishes. Yeah. I said, this is the ultimate. I want to get out of this task, so I'll drive it into the pool.
When I was young, when I was first learning to drive, I took out the back wall of our garage. I was backing out my dad used to give me the keys. This is before I had a license. He'd give me the keys.
Seeing you drive, it's still while you have a license.
Go ahead and back out the car. And one time I thought it was in reverse, it was in drive, and I'm looking backwards and hit the gas and boom, right through the wall. It wasn't so much the wall, but I ran over all my dad's fishing poles and snapped those all in half too. So,
and what was the feeling the exact second?
Oh my God.
I can't even imagine that feeling.
And I walked in and I said to my dad, I think you're going to kill me. And he says, yeah, from what I heard, I think you're right. So he walks out and he looks at the wall and it's literally pushed out, you know, and just shakes his head. He goes.
Then he saw his fishing pole.
Yeah, he goes. He said to me, yeah, I don't want to see you today. So I just left and I came back at the end of the day and he was sitting at the kitchen table. He said, come here. And he took out the keys. He goes, now go do it the right way. And that was it. You know, but
it's a teachable moment.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like the story I always tell about my dad.
Had he cut the brakes in the car?
Yeah, the car blew up the minute I hit the ignition. But no. But that, you know, he took a day to, you know, he knew at that moment he was going to kill me. So he said, get out. And after he had, you know, I came to him, you know, it wasn't anything I was trying to hide or anything. So.
Well, the whole house probably shook. Yeah. I'm not sure you could have hit it.
The whole
house
going to hide
but,
there.
But it was a new – this is when we were living in the Cape. It was a new development. So the construction people were still in the area. So they came and within a day or two had
see
it.
What I mean, though? Even when he has the biggest mistake of his life, he lucks out and the construction people are still right down the street.
So they actually fixed it within a day or two. You no big deal. You know,
dumb
but
luck.
It was just – it looked like –
that sounds exactly like a scene from like a sitcom or a movie where like he turns around and
right,
yeah, but a bad one.
Right. So, but again, thank you, James. This will be fun.
And your second career could also be picking up golf balls.
Yeah,
go to the range, stroll around.
All right,
I'm going to borrow that for my backyard.
Webradio@patriots.com.
I think he's
going to
come
email
in
address.
And say, peace out.
508-298-0398 is the East Ticket Hotline. Let's take a quick break, Kevin. And we'll be right back.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo's sacks at Jerod Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 megabits per second available.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Fred's the boss, the chief, the leader of the PFW in Progress clan. And while he often goes on rants about fun facts, Skype, and making $5 the hard way, he sometimes has interesting things to say, or at least when you can hear him.
PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I just got yelled at because I didn't have my mic on.
Why don't you put your mic on?
Welcome to PFW. I had my mic off again.
Again. Two shows in a row. Turn your mic on, Fred.
Oh, I should remember to...
As sure as the stars shine above.
And Fred didn't turn on his mic.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress.
That's the longest you've ever gone.
And now, back to PFW in Progress. That is, if Fred remembers to turn his mic on.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. We'll be here until 1 o'clock, taking your emails at webradio@patriots.com and your phone calls on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We're having all kinds of fun here. The most interesting Patriots fan in the world is here with Nut Wizards, and we're wondering why Eric doesn't have HBO on his cocks. And so, what?
Wait, what?
You only have an announcement
only
to
have
make,
one.
Too.
I have an announcement?
For Paul.
Oh, Paul, yes. We were just
Our
talking.
Show should make cocks bigger.
Paul is the official...
Just because Comcast forgot all about it.
Paul is the official winner of the CSNE personality contest.
Most valuable personality.
Yep.
Even though...
So
I am the winner.
We ruined their contest by PFW taking
yeah,
over.
And Andy's not lying. We ruined their contest. Andy and I ruined their contest. Yeah. I went in last night to do a hit on Uno Sports Tonight, and... You know, Gary Tang whispers to me, goes, tell Andy, you know, I don't know. I don't know who won. I don't know who the winner was, which I understood, you know, that who's keeping track. If you're in the thing and then you lose, you know, why are you going to bother keeping track?
And we don't always know, like, when Chris Ferreira knows the results of a poll
but,
or something.
But they, right. So anyway.
Let's just, say the listeners ruined their poll.
Evidently, the they just PFW. Decided, you know, when all their guys were out, that was it. That was the end of the poll. They didn't care anymore. You know, like all the
right.
CSN
well,
and Indian guys
we didn't do anything.
No.
On
no,
tour.
We didn't do any. No. We
all
didn't
we did was they should have wanted. Right. They should have wanted people
want.
To talk about it.
But you know,
the
funny thing about it is I played Bob Ryan in the first round, and I legitimately was concerned about losing 90-something to
right.
single digits.
Right. It's just the opposite.
And that's why we sort of talked about it. I just wanted to make sure I got more than 10%. And I'm dead serious. I wanted to make sure I was more than 10%. So we mentioned it on the show. And you guys took it from there. Well, you got Andy and I through.
To be fair, we were a little upset the way you were treated because they kind of made
fun
of
it. Oh, they laughed at it, too. Like, oh, well, you know, I love Paulie, but, you know, he's playing Paul Bryan. Don't even bother showing up.
Right.
Yeah, well, lucky for Tingway, I didn't get to beat him 96-4.
Right, so we did what they wanted and told people to go to their website. You know, so it's probably the most traffic they've had since
ever
they launched.
Yeah.
Apparently is the catalyst for Bob Ryan retiring, I heard.
Yeah, that could have been it.
First time ever, I didn't understand a word you just said.
No, that's the catalyst for Bob Ryan retiring.
Oh, okay. You Brits and your accents.
Well, the English language, sorry. Man. Try and dumb it down.
Listen, again, I'm going to reiterate. I think you're doing a great job, James. I heard everything you said.
Thank you.
Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Let's go to Jeremy, who's on the seacoast of New Hampshire. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey there, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Cool. Just the first time going to go to a game down there this coming week, and I was curious with my wife, you know, what exactly do we need to do when we come down and visit? Again, never been to a game, and my wife's an Eagles fan. I'm a Patriots fan. It was fun a few years back. So what do we need to do when we go down and visit? What can't I miss?
Well, first tell her not to wear her Eagle shirt. No, I'm only kidding.
She wanted to.
Yeah, it's fine.
What shirt does she have?
Especially in a preseason game.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Does she have a Vic jersey?
No, she's got, what was their quarterback way back when?
Cunningham.
McNabb?
Yeah.
Cunningham,
yep.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That's a nice jersey.
Yeah.
I loved him.
So you'll be fine in that respect. Now, how early do you plan on getting here, or are you just coming for the game?
No, we're going to get there all day.
Okay.
Well, there's a whole
shopping restaurant area attached to the stadium called Patriot Place.
Time for the Paris Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Which you can hang out. There's, you know, lots of restaurants and in shops that are all open on game
day. I recommend Toby Keith.
Yeah.
They have hot girls in short tops and cowboy boots.
Now,
girls.
The only thing
I don't know
that will be open to the public. Usually during the season, it's closed for corporate events, is the actual Hall of Fame, the Hall of Patriot Place here.
It's not open during the day on game day?
Well, a lot of times it's rented out on game day. But if that is open, you have to go there. You have to check that out. And that's literally attached to the stadium.
Maybe you should go there first.
First thing I would do is check to see if that's open, and if it is, go.
Yeah,
it's only $10. Check that out.
And that'll get you what, two and a half hours, maybe.
Yeah,
you depending on how much
if you do
read
it right.
And,
yeah,
pay attention.
So
20 see how much my wife will put up with.
Yeah, and then you know maybe go have lunch at CBS Scene,
Toby Keith,
or Toby Keith's, or any of the restaurants.
Splurge
here.
A little.
Or Davio's. If you want to have a little romantic dinner
with
your wife, go Davio's. Step that up a bit. Pay
Davio's,
a little more.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably don't want to wear your jersey in there. Maybe change clothes afterwards.
Hell, it's game day. They should be.
Yeah. And you can even see a matinee at the cinema. So
matinee.
So there's a lot of things to do. The game doesn't start till late. So.
You can take a Segway tour of the stadium, right?
Yeah, that's
I'm not sure they'll do that on game day, but.
Well,
you know.
Man.
So when there's a lot of people coming, we shut down all our.
when there's a lot of people coming, you don't want people walking. You know, on
if he's going to be there all day, I mean, some of these things that might not be on game day might still.
They could
you know,
be.
I mean,
it's a Monday.
Yeah.
The segues are
if it's
fun.
Like if it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah. now here's the thing.
Now here's the thing, Jeremy. One thing to note: the actual parking lots for the game don't open till 4 hours before game time. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they won't open till 4 o'clock, but if you're going to the retail area, you will be able to park there. You'll just have to move before the game into
the... Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it does kind of suck. But you'll have to move before the game into the game day parking lots. Otherwise, mm-hmm. they fine you or something.
Or you could get a room at the Renaissance and make it a all-out night.
I hear that's sold out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
Guess you
can't.
So
you can have a matinee and then go see a matinee.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
You've never heard the phrase having a matinee?
No, it's a nooner, not a matinee.
I've heard afternoon delight.
Yeah.
I've heard neither.
That's what the song is about.
Are we talking about sex?
Jeremy, you laughed. You obviously knew what I was talking about.
Oh, maybe Eric's not talking about sex. What are you talking about?
He only talks about things he knows something about.
Could be words with friends. I don't know.
Jeremy laughed. He knew what I was talking
about.
All
right, so Jeremy, we hope we helped you out a little bit.
Laugh. We told you everything
Hopefully.
Was closed.
All right. So
everything was closed. Thank you, guys.
All right.
and nice making.
Right, no smoking. Don't you dare have fun.
Thank you for not smoking. Fred, your future
good,
as the,
James, good.
As the president of Chamber of Commerce.
I was thinking if he was coming on a Sunday, you know, he could do all those things.
It's a Monday.
I know.
Okay. And is the Renaissance really sold out for games?
Oh,
Absolutely. How many rooms
does that have? Not only is it sold out, but they jacked the rates.
Oh, I know. Somebody told me.
Oh, yeah. So
did you take another hit?
You just now they don't even talk to you about.
We
the
don't own the hotel. We don't run the hotel.
Screw them.
You know,
if they're sold out, what do they care what I say? Right? They're sold out.
They jack them.
They do. It's
just bend over when you're out of the room.
All right, Jeremy. Have fun.
I'm gonna have to
thank you.
Should I be parlaying that
thanks
into
for the call.
My wife's birthday present? That I'm, you know, I got the room at the Renaissance.
Depends how much you pay.
Country
you pay
music in the festival. 600? Well, evidently they jerked.
It's like 600 for a room, isn't it? Isn't it like 600 for a room? 589.
600.
A just game turned day
into,
on
just
a
turned
event
into birthday and Christmas
time.
For certain day, it might be that high. I don't know. I didn't think it was that high, but geez.
I thought one of my wife's friends asked, and they told her 589.
Oh really? My god!
I've stayed there a couple of times. Not a event during training camp, and it's a couple $100.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, they told her.
So they really do.
The previous day would be 149 or 179.
Jacked up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like high threes the last time Beth went.
Inflation.
But, you know, yeah. High threes is not.
That's,
you know,
still pretty high. Yeah. All right, let's go to Ken in North Carolina. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great.
I'm not going to take much of your time. This is not football. But if you want to know how to build a barn and fence for about $1,500, and your price is up there. Put me on to Kevin there, and I'll leave my number and give me a call. And
absolutely,
I can tell you, I've done it.
Okay,
where were you Kevin, 2 years ago?
Kevin, get Ken's info because I'm interested in a barn and fence for $1,500. Absolutely.
Paul, Andy, congratulations on the MVP.
Hey,
well,
thank you, Ken.
All right,
Ken. For both of you guys, and honestly, Andy, I voted for Paul.
Screw you.
And
you old coot, go
see,
build a barn.
I think that the reason why I won is because people figured that if I won, we wouldn't really hear much about it anymore.
Right,
and if you won, it would
we'd
be.
Never hear the
oh, there
of
was
it.
A big sigh of relief.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
I think
everybody.
That's why
I'm fine with that.
All of our listeners said, I'm not voting for Andy because he'll just never stop.
The only way I wouldn't have been fine with that is if there was actually like a prize. Like if they gave me $1,000.
Son of a.
Right. Luckily, well, no one even knew who won.
Thanks for the call, Ken. And more importantly, thanks for the tip on building a fence and.
You can't build a barn for that much.
Maybe
I mean, I think the materials are just that.
Well, it depends what you
no
use,
labor
right?
Costs, obviously.
Because I want to get that.
And
that,
it's not like you can move the firewood.
Fence, I forget the name of it, but it's a no-climb wire fence that you stretch with pulleys or a truck if you have it. It's
no, I went for
it's
the
a
white,
little higher grade than just your normal chicken wire fence.
No, I had the white vinyl three posts, and
okay,
that was horrendous.
I was going to say, that wasn't
I'm
1500.
Not doing that. I'm not doing
no.
that. No. No. I forget the actual name of this. I forget the actual name of this wire, but
if you're a 1%er, he's like a
no.
0.0000.
Trust me, I'm not a 1%er. Okay?
Trust me, I'm a 99 after the donkeys, barns, everything.
The nut wizards.
Yes,
that's why he's still
set
working.
Me back.
All right, let's go to some of the emails at webradio@patriots.com. I know in yesterday's press conference there was a lot of talk about technology here at Gillette Stadium during games. And Robert writes in, he says, Bill's press conference yesterday, he answered a question regarding getting plays and possible problems with transmission. Are there new rules or procedures for using the QB helmets and mics?
No, there's new technology. It's gone digital. It was an analog system that's now digital. And the old system, apparently there was a delay when you press the button. And overzealous coaches would press the button, start talking, and the quarterback wouldn't hear till like the fourth, fifth syllable, and there would be some miscommunication. Oh, okay. What the hell did you say first?
So it would miss the first.
So now it's digital. We've seen Patricia using a walkie-talkie as part of it in training camp as he practiced. He hasn't been using a headset. He's been using a walkie-talkie. I didn't actually notice on game day if he had a walkie-talkie or the normal headset, but the jump is to digital.
I didn't even notice what color socks Matt had on yesterday.
That's terrible. And then the other technological or equipment-based issue yesterday was this weekend. For the second week of preseason games, they are giving teams a shipment of footballs that have synthetic laces that teams can choose to use or not use when they're playing offense. And Bill said news to me when he was asked about
That's
it.
That's weird.
First of all, I always thought they were plastic. They seem plastic, the laces.
The laces?
Yeah. So
I thought it was actual, fabric with some type of plastic
that's
coating
what I thought.
That protects it.
Well,
yeah.
There were actually some kind of a shoelace that was kind of...
Right. Apparently, it's a natural product, whatever it is.
Really?
And now they're trying synthetic, and some quarterbacks have complained that it gives them micro cuts on their fingers.
Oh, for
and they don't
God
like
say
it. So,
wow.
That
do with that as you may.
But what's the reasoning for the change?
The article I read proposed that it could be a step towards somehow Nike taking over the football contract from Wilson, which I think is a terrible idea. Wilson's had it since like the 30s or whatever, the original Duke.
Right.
Terrible idea. Why are we changing it? Why?
Well, what I was getting at was maybe...
Yes, but why?
Maybe it's a
really?
Step toward...
You're not making enough money?
Maybe it's a step
Never.
Toward eventually having
Business
that chip
man,
in the football that they use for first down placement and for goal line.
What does
line.
That have to do with anything?
Well, maybe they're making subtle changes to the football to get ready for that chip wherever it's going to be placed. I don't know. I'm just...
That was not mentioned in what I read about it.
Right. Well, I doubt they'd mention it, but... You know, it
well,
might
they,
be.
They mentioned that Nike might be taking over for Wilson, and Wilson's under contract, so they're going to just throw crap against the wall.
All right.
You managed to get into an argument about the football. Yeah. Good job, Fred.
I just find it odd that you make a synthetic change for laces just because another company is taking it over. Would they have a vested interest in this synthetic company in China or something? Or
how the hell would I know?
Okay. Just wondering.
You know. But it doesn't seem like the Patriots are going to use them, based on the way
Oh, I'm not surprised at that.
But
they could change the flavor of Gatorade and we would complain. No one?
Who is this guy? No, I appreciate it. I just can't believe it's coming out of your mouth.
It's just funny. Who cares?
Well,
it's just a joke.
I've been trying to
have you seen those rates at the Renaissance?
I've been trying to tell you that for 11 years.
You get a steak at Davio's? You're
just going to start... Ripping off sponsors and business partners.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And who is this? This is Mark from Cheddar.
Cheddar.
Currently in Orlando, Florida, so he must be on holiday. He says, hello, one percenter, Hall of Famer, Uno Sports Tonight, MVP runner-up, star wide receiver, Flash LePan, well, he's not here, and KC. Who's KC?
Kevin Collins.
Oh. Who's Feel the love.
Having not been able to see the first preseason game and having not been to training camp, I would like to offer my thoughts on who has played well and who has not. Well is Tom Brady, Gerard Mayo, because Belichick loves him, Zoltan Mesko, booming punts, and Sergio Brown hasn't been cut. Playing not well, Aaron Hernandez still can't become best at his position. Jake Beckett, meant to be better than Jones this year. Myron Pryor, see Justin Francis, and Eric Scalavino, which is obvious.
Oh,
wow. I have news I have news about Brandon Spikes and why he is training some days than not then training. Spikes doesn't understand the defense, specifically substitutions. Instead of three plays in, two plays out, Spikes thinks it's three practices in, two practices out. Mark is just on... He's doing his little stand-up routine here. I was watching SportsCenter the other day
like
and
you.
Saw a segment named Top 5 Quarterback Battles in Training Camp. I decided to translate this from entertainment rubbish to English. The translation, 5 teams that will not compete this year.
That's accurate.
It's a good line. And anyway, I will leave you to get back to whatever you are talking about. Probably Fred dreaming of sticking an axe in Andy's back and then driving off in his new Lexus with Gino in his unit. Okay, so Eric, Mark just bringing the one-liners. It's just, wow.
Wasting his vacation in Orlando, writing to us on this show.
Yeah.
Way
to
go,
waiting
Mark. In line or something at Disney.
Asher in Illinois writes in, first off, last week's show was one of your best. Quick question about the offensive line. As of right now, I'm not worried, but the line, about the line, I think he means, but when should we be getting worried? I'm thinking worst-case scenario with Copen and Cannon struggling and Brian Waters still in limbo, not to mention the super sub retiring. Can't wait to see the offensive juggernaut this season, and congrats to Paul for being selected the Uno Sports Tonight MVP. So at what point would you get worried? Would it be if Waters, in fact, doesn't come back?
No, I'm already starting to get worried. Starting to transition.
Oh, really?
And it's not really about the health or anything. I'm just starting to get worried about Cannon and Solder. They both look pretty crappy right now. And That's not changing. Nate Solder is your left tackle. Unless they sign Chad Clifton, which Bill poo-pooed that report was... No, oh, no.
Caserio.
Caserio. No truth to that.
We should probably mention that.
I just did.
But I mean, a little bit more than in passing.
Okay, Nick Caserio said earlier this week there was no truth to the reports that Chad Clifton would be coming in for a
workout. You want to mock me? That's why you finished in second, okay?
But, I mean, they don't have a next in line for Solder, and... It's starting to be enough reps, enough practices, enough games where I'm starting to have concerns. And to me, that the whole offense, if you have no time to throw, and that disrupts Brady, that disrupts your passing attack, you don't have a great running attack, your defense, your whole team goes down the crapper if Solder keeps
I agree, up. But like I said, I think last show, we don't see a sense of urgency on the team to remedy what they might feel is a problem. So should we take comfort in that?
No.
No.
Because I think they're in a touchy situation. They've deemed him the number 17 overall pick, the left tackle of the future, and now the left tackle of the present. And I don't think you can pull the rug out from under that. You have to be careful with that, the player, the
But
mentality.
Even at the right side, you know, it doesn't seem like they're...
Well, because they have Vollmer, I think, waiting in the wings. You have nothing on the... Well, I mean, I guess if you scramble and put Vollmer on the left side is a possibility.
Well, I would think, though, if they were getting... looking at right tackles, that would be a sign to me that they're not confident Vollmer's going to be back, or if he does come back, he'll be healthy, you know, that type of thing. But they're not doing that, I don't think. They could be doing it, we just don't know about it.
Well, part of the problem is the health, too, that I said I didn't care about, but like Copa. We had heard that they liked Copa. He hasn't practiced in forever.
Hasn't even appeared
for a week. Gone. So, you know, you're losing some of your depth developmental options, because we've seen them plug in a right tackle or plug... I don't think he can plug in a left tackle and just say, we're okay, we're going to put Matt Copa at left tackle.
I mean, there is the case to be made, because everybody repeats it that plays football. You have to have consistency across your offensive line. The longer they play together, the better they become. And the fact is, what we're looking at right now will not be the offensive line this season.
Yeah, but there's no continuity, consistency, or anything with a guy just beating the left tackle up the edge. It's you, it's him, it's one-on-one. Stop him.
Let me ask you guys this, because you all covered 2001 when Matt Light was a rookie. Does Solder look any worse than Matt Light did as a rookie?
Not that I can recall.
So I'm not worried.
Well,
if that's the case.
And remember, I
don't really remember.
And honestly, even back then, you know, we're talking 2000.
2001.
There wasn't the scrutiny or...
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
That we have now. There wasn't a number of people all, you know, with expert eyes looking at
it. But still, it was Drew Bledsoe was your incumbent at that time.
Right.
He was the franchise
off Bruce
quarterback.
Armstrong.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So there was some attention, I would assume, paid to that position.
Yeah.
More than there might normally be.
It didn't seem like it is now.
Yeah. He wasn't like...
Yeah.
It wasn't a given that he was the left tackle.
Look, remember, in 2000...
He didn't start in the opener.
There were a lot more problems with the team...
Well,
than
sure.
They have now, so sure. Now we're looking.
Well,
for
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if we're over scrutinizing Solder.
I agree with you.
I think your larger point is accurate.
Yeah,
I think we are.
I agree with you. Yeah,
but I don't think that we're necessarily exaggerating the struggles that he's had. I think we're over scrutinizing. I think we're watching every play and we're seeing some things that are concerning. Now, I'm not as concerned as Andy, and Andy, Andy's not being an alarmist either. He's not saying that. I do feel. To me, when will I start being worried is, to me, when you get into the balance of the season and Vollmer, you know, is just not physically ready to play or can't play to his level. Mankins physically is being affected and Solder continues to struggle. And I'm not talking week one. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6 weeks into the season. It's just not getting any better.
Paul, do you think they'll go outside the organization before that point?
Well, I think they will, and I think there's something to the Chad Clifton thing, despite the fact that they shot it down. I'm wondering if there's a reason that they shot it down, you know, that maybe we don't know about. Because I gotta think there was some discussions, and maybe they didn't want Solder to know that they were talking about tackles. Maybe they did want him to. I don't know. I mean, they have reasons for these things that, you know, they generally don't share with us. But I do think, James, that they probably will go outside of the organization if they need be.
Because I think they're invested in them up until Brady gets sacked 5 times in the first game of the opening season, and then they just blow the whole thing apart and just you know, just they won't allow that to happen
again.
And
that would not be unprecedented. Bill has had plans that you're like, well, that's his plan. He went through 6 weeks of training camp and in preseason, and then all of a sudden week one you looked and said, that ain't working. And then week two they go plan B. Mm. We've seen that. We saw it with the safety situation in 2003 when it looked like Antoine Harris was the guy, and then week one they lost 31-0, and they said, no, we can't do that. And all of a sudden Eugene Wilson was the safety the next week. And they never lost again.
And it's a more dangerous game to play with Brady.
Certainly.
Because, injuries. Like you said, five sacks or whatever, every one that he doesn't get up or he gets up slow, your season goes down the crapper.
Right. Jeff is writing in, also known as Sea Dog. He's from Evansville, Indiana.
No, he's not.
He says, greetings, gentlemen of PFW and Andy. How has the connection between Brady and Lloyd looked during practice? I'm especially curious about the longer pass attempts. During the past couple of years, it seems that Brady hasn't had much success completing the longer throws. A lot of that may have been due to the lack of a true deep threat. However, it seemed when the Pats had Moss, Brady could launch a bomb and Moss could run under it. I know Lloyd and Moss are two totally different types of players, but has Lloyd shown any kind of breakaway speed to create separation from the defensive backs during practices? Also, last year it seemed a lot of Brady's longer throws resulted in incompletions or interceptions. Now at 35, have you guys seen any drop-off in Brady's long ball passing accuracy over the years?
Well, I'll say in this camp, I think he's still not quite there with the long ball, but Lloyd, when he has gotten deep on a receiver, on a defensive back, he has more often than not made the catch. And a lot of that, I think, has been from play action passes. Not just because Lloyd is, you know, a speed demon, but they're setting up the defense very well, and they're helping not just Lloyd, but the other receivers get separation downfield. And Brady's just been a little off target sometimes. Either he's overthrowing the guys who are wide open, or he's underthrowing, and that's when sometimes the defenders are coming in and making plays. It's not perfect, but I think it's better that since Lloyd has gotten here.
Yeah, I think they've looked good together, but I don't think Lloyd is blazingly fast. I think he's got enough speed, whatever you want to call it, functionally fast.
I think he runs a good route.
Yeah,
he doesn't round off his
turns. He
doesn't,
like, blow by people and, oh, my God, look how fast he is.
I'm very high on Lloyd. I think that is working well. I don't think the long ball has ever been Brady's real strength. And I don't think he's lost that much. I just don't think it was ever something that he was really, really good at. I don't think his accuracy on long balls is what made him Tom Brady.
And that's what I was going to say, getting back to the Moss. I seem to remember a couple of the touchdowns against Moss. I remember the one against Miami. He was basically standing in the end zone with two cornerbacks either side of him. They sort of jumped up, hit each other, fell down, and Moss sort of caught the ball.
Moss made Brady's long ball look, you know, all world.
Yeah, and even...
And it never was, like Paul said, it never was that. Then Moss got here, and people started thinking, oh, Brady is... You know, great long ball pass.
Yeah, the perfect example
really
was
Moss.
You know, the Giants, when they break the record, the touchdown. You know, the first one, I'll give it another go. Oh, it worked out the second time.
All right, let's see.
You're not supposed to stop when talking when Fred's like in mid-bite. You got to give him like a countdown. I'm going to stop talking soon so you get an email ready.
GN in South Carolina says, hey, guys, I was wondering if CSNNE released the voting percentages. No, they didn't. I was torn between Paul
and
Andy.
I heard it was 87 to 13.
I was torn between Paul and Andy, and after 5 minutes of debating, I voted for Andy. But either way, PFW wins. Keep up the awesome work. Can't wait for the start of the regular season.
Well, that's how I took it, because before they took down the percentages, just look what PFW was doing to the other people, just blowing them out of the water. So we kicked everyone's ass. It's what would happen if we had football in the Olympics. The U.S. could send five teams, and that would be gold, silver, bronze, and then the two runners-up. They would all be
Copper.
Americans.
Right. Right.
Yeah, whatever they do after that.
All right, food's here, thanks to James. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback. A running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo sacks at Jerod Mayo speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 odd megabits per second available.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Pats fans, here's your chance to experience the ultimate road trip. Enter the Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle for a chance to travel in style with the Patriots to an away game. The grand prize includes seats on the team plane, a room in the team hotel, a pair of tickets to the game, access to the field on game day, and much more. Proceeds from the raffle will benefit the Patriots Charitable Foundation. Buy your Patriots Ultimate Road Trip Raffle tickets today by logging on to www.patriots.com.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
If anyone has used the contraption called the Nut Wizard, I need to know that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's called the Nut Wizard. I think you can find it at nutwizard.com. It's not what you think. It's for picking up, like, acorns in your yard. I have a ton of acorns, so I'm looking for the best way to pick up acorns in my yard without breaking my back, you know? So I saw this thing. It's like a cage with spokes, and you roll it, and supposedly it just picks up the acorns. But I want to, before I, it's like $49.
It's so ridiculous.
I don't want to buy it, you know, if it only works half the time or whatever. Or if someone has a better way to pick up acorns.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
It was just a plea for help, that's all. And James answered the call two years ago.
And then it lived in my basement for 2 years until I found it the other day.
That's okay.
Yeah.
This is right about the time where they start falling. So,
I thought there'd be Jake Steele's weapons as well.
Yeah.
But I can never bring it up because then I'd ruin the surprise.
So Jake, he catches the bad guys inside there?
Maybe. Then... He literally nuts, you know, you could roll it over them when they're lying on the floor.
Jake Steele,
their nuts.
Jake Steele is no longer the Cadillac crime fighter. He is now
the Lexus crime fighter.
Now he is now the Lexus law enforcer. So.
keeping with the alliteration.
Only when it's in sport mode, though.
Right, right.
Because when you're in EV mode, you're not catching anybody.
And God forbid you ever have a crime committed on garbage day. Fred's going to forget and have to go back home.
Right. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's see.
So did James buy lunch?
I don't know. I never check my
Kevin would
nowadays.
Know, but he's on Facebook, so he's not
I just paid. Need to thank somebody because
I bought lunch today.
I hadn't had the chicken parm calzone in, I don't know, year plus. I forgot how damn good that is.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be at practice. I may be in a stall somewhere, but it's a separate issue.
It's unbelievable how
that's
fast
a beautiful.
You can,
that was
you
a beautiful thanks,
food.
Andy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Maybe you can go join Brady in the porta potty for like 10 minutes. You seem to be infatuated by that.
Yesterday was Rossi Dowling, who I appeared, had Mexican for lunch because he spent a long time in the porta potty.
Uh-huh.
So you might be onto something, Fred. Maybe there's a little something passing through the team.
Or maybe there's something going on in that porta potty.
Yeah.
You know.
Glorio, as Jerry Jones would say.
Let's see.
If Jerry Jones can say it, I think I can say it.
Somebody named Full Moon Doggy wants
to logic on my part. The billionaire can say anything.
Jerry James to the Cowboys, you are not to the Patriots.
Somebody named Full Moon Doggy wants to know about Mayo. He says, haven't heard much about him. Is he having a good camp?
Tremendous. He looks as good as he's ever looked in a Patriots uniform.
You are serious?
You know me. I've been, you know,
yeah, I do know you. That's why I never know if you're serious.
I always shoot from the hip.
Yeah. Good preseason
like Gino,
game as well.
I always shoot from the hip. And I think he's had a phenomenal summer preseason. I think he's looked edgier, and I think some of that is coming from Spikes and Hightower. I think he's looked athletic. As I said to Paul, right up until he gets that early season knee injury he seems to get every year, he's looked fluid, fast. That right there was the little dig you were looking for.
A byproduct, perhaps, of the fact that he's playing the Will now and is a little
well,
bit freer.
He played the Will last year. And
remember
when I said, I mean, playing the Will? I can remember we did our TV show what was it at, that place, that bar or something? And I said, woohoo, woohoo, 4-3, woohoo, Will, Brad, you know, defensive player of the year, woo.
But I guess now that going into the
remember when you took a shot at Curran's ratings in front of a group of Comcast people?
Right.
But which now, might explain why they decided to, you know, disband the contest when we succeeded.
Distance from us.
Now that he knows that that's pretty much all he's going to have to do.
No, I actually, as much as I mock him, I do think he was a little slowed by the knee issue last year and but
Curran or Mayo?
Curran slowed by his chromosomes.
Yeah. that bloody hat he wears.
Well, he has to now. He has to wear a hat now because he had some procedure done to fix
They
it.
Did remove his brain.
I don't think there was one to remove, but no, he had the Dr. Robert Leonard.
Oh, really?
Like Welker did. And Welker has now been wearing a do-rag.
I heard Curran's commercial, by the way.
Oh, you did?
That we heard him shoot
he taped
here.
It
that
right
was
in here.
Getting a little shy up top when he golfs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bent over to tee my ball up, and one of my friends said, "A little shy up top." Typical.
Mayo.
Richard writes.
Back to Mayo.
Richard writes in.
Looks good. Andy is, by the way, the linebacker's expert, Fred. So the fact that he, you know, is very high on Mayo, I think that that's, you know,
Kraft
it would be fine
Mayo
if Erica
wrote it.
But the fact that it comes from Andy.
Richard's email I'm about to read reminds me that starting next week, on Tuesday, we'll be introducing a new show to the Patriots.com radio lineup. It's a fantasy football show produced by FootballNation.com, and it will be a regular show at the 4 o'clock slot from next week into throughout the season. And these guys are good. These guys, not that B-Low wasn't, but these guys on the national
scene
be
honest,
cover fantasy football not only for us but for SiriusXM, I guess.
Do they have names or no?
Yeah, I don't know their names off the top of my head. But for FootballNation.com. So that'll start next Tuesday. And then in addition to that, we're going to have a whole bunch of shows from FootballNation.com, including Kerry Byrne from Cold Hard Football Facts, which I know a lot of people in New England really respect the stuff he does. He's a local guy, but his stuff goes national. And he'll have his own show on Wednesdays, I believe, at the 4 o'clock slot. So that'll be fun. But his show won't start until the first week of the regular season.
Okay, so Tuesdays will be the fantasy football show at 4.
That's right.
With a couple guys you don't know.
Right. So that'll be cool. But Bill's Richard's email says, I know you talked about Wes, but we are looking at another year of great fantasy points for myself. What do you think? Should I keep him at being a high draft pick, or maybe show interest if he's still available in the third round? So if you had a fantasy, you had a fantasy team,
talking about?
Should you draft Welker in the first round or wait?
No.
What type of league?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
If PPR or?
PPR leagues, it matters. That's point per reception.
Okay, I don't know. Richard, we don't know what kind of league
you're in. I wouldn't either way.
Either way, you wouldn't, Andy.
I tell you, I think he's going to be down in the 80s this year. PPR league, go Hernandez.
But for fantasy, is that still good?
Yeah, fifth rounder.
Fifth rounder? Really?
Just throwing things out there.
Okay.
I'm here to see Danny Aitken for my long snapper fantasy league that I'm running.
Wow. He likes a long snapper.
I do. I've got a judge's pitch, yaw, and rotation today.
Yaw? So. What does that mean?
Yaw is, is when you go, yaw, sorry. Pitch,
I don't
yaw,
know, yaw rotation. Or yaw.
So it's...
Trajectory?
No, so if you're on a plane, up and down, the nose going up and down is the pitch. The yaw is the nose going left to right.
Oh, is that like
and then
a,
the rotation
flying
is
flying planes?
I never heard that.
It's the three variables you have when
I never heard that either, Andy.
Doing orbital maneuvering.
So Ryan Mallett, when throwing the ball, has trouble with
pitch, yaw, and rotation. There you go.
I have no idea about fantasy football. I wish I could give you a round because I love to weigh in on these things, but I don't know what's important in fantasy football.
Richard, next week on Tuesday, join the show, and I'm sure those guys will have an opinion.
Darren, the intern, who is our expert on receivers and fantasy football, says fourth round.
Fourth round. Okay. Mm. All right. Terry in D.C. says, I just found out that one of my colleagues is related to Kirk Cousins, who was drafted as a quarterback for the Redskins this year. I watched him play in the Skins-Bills game, and while his stat line wasn't great, there were a lot of drops, and his passes looked sharp. My sense is that he is a sharp guy with a good work ethic. Given the struggles of our backups, is he someone you would like to see in a Patriots uniform in a year or two, possibly as Brady's successor? I'm pretty sure Cousins has a good relationship with Hoyer, given their Michigan State connection.
They do. Remember, on our show, Hoyer was just raving about the person and his motivational speaking and all that, but...
I think we already have Kirk Cousins. His name's Brian Hoyer.
I think
they're
Kirk Cousins
basically the same player.
Rode Brian Hoyer's coattails. And I know.
Okay.
I want somebody who physically has the tools, but who knows how to use them, too.
Besides, what makes you think the Redskins want to get
rid of him? Well, the whole theory that they drafted him was to unload him for that Griffin's their guy, and they drafted a commodity that they just couldn't pass up the value, and they're going to unload it in a year or two to somebody who needs a real quarterback.
Melvin in Tennessee says, as far as quarterback situation goes, who would you rather see as quarterback in New England after Brady retires? And he's got five choices. A is Brian Hoyer, followed by Ryan Mallett. A trade to get Matt Castle back, bring in a veteran like Philip Rivers. Or the final choice, they are all Jags and start fresh in the draft.
The last one.
Well, I'd go four or five.
Yeah, if I have to go with those five choices, I'm going to go with a veteran like Philip Rivers.
Right.
I'll take that.
Yeah, but theoretically,
I don't think it's
If Ryan Mallett's still a choice in 4 years, it's because he's improved and hasn't been cut.
It's true. Yeah. He won't be, but.
Yes, that's what I mean.
But the other thing is, it all depends on their situation going into that final year. I mean, if you are in a position to draft high, yeah, sure, you wait there.
You can get luck.
Yeah.
So it's a tough hypothetical to
Right.
me. But along those lines, our cameraman, Mr. Moose,
yes,
who does the camera work and sometimes the directing, producing, and everything else for our TV show, was pondering any chance that Ryan
Christian?
Mallett could get cut.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Cut?
Yes, there's a chance.
He just did that thing he does. Cut.
I don't see why they
Is
would.
Is he fast?
Well, because he can't really play as well as they thought, or at least as we thought. And secondly, they've drafted a quarterback in the third round recently and cut him in his second year.
Are you talking about carrying two quarterbacks for the season?
Sure.
Right.
I don't think he has a chance to get cut. I think he's a different case than O'Connell because I think he was a first-round talent that they took. I think you would try to maximize somehow. Keep him around. He might have a shoulder issue that puts him on IR for a year. I don't think they will just cut ties with him.
I'm not saying they will.
No,
I'm just saying there's it's a possibility.
Yeah, and I side
with except Brady. But I mean, what percentage would you put on that possibility?
Small.
Small. Like 10%.
Yeah.
But
three.
Oh, okay, so you think there's a chance? Like,
I mean, there's always a chance. I'm with Fred. There's always a chance everybody not named Tom Brady could be cut. But think it's
I hear you.
Also, you look at the roster as well, and it's not as if there's like a lot of high quality. There's a lot of people who could fulfill roles, and as you're cutting it down, it's not as if there's these definite that you can get rid of. There's a lot of other people that are on the periphery.
I think there are a lot.
You're not
going to
save You're not going to get rid of him to save a Jag.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. It depends on, number one, first and foremost, the health of all these guys. We talked a lot about the offensive line in the last segment. Well, you know, if you're pretty happy with Vollmer and Mankins by the time, you know, Waters comes back, yeah. I mean, there's no need to keep, you know, the ninth offensive lineman if you're pretty comfortable with the starters up front. And you can do that in any position. If Gaffney's injury here that he got yesterday, maybe that's long-term and that's going to affect his status heading into the season. So you may want to keep another wide receiver. Who knows? But I'm kind of with Eric. I don't think he's been impressive enough to put into the lock category. I agree with Andy in that I would be very surprised if they let him go.
I don't think he's a lock to be on the roster.
I think physically, he's so far ahead of Kevin O'Connell for that personal comparison. I mean, Kevin O'Connell couldn't do the things physically that Ryan Mallett can, but they both are similar in that they're very erratic, especially with short throws, and it doesn't seem like he has really progressed enough in terms of grasping what it is he's doing out there. It just looks so different when he's running the show. I don't know. We'll see what happens with him. You know, Bill talked about him yesterday, and I think the words he used was he has improved significantly from last year. But that doesn't touch on the fact that whether or not his improvement has put him anywhere near where he needs to be in order to get on the field.
No, but the fact that he has improved significantly is that's what they're looking for. Maybe he may not be there yet, but he has improved.
If he's telling the truth.
Right. Do you think the game has changed in that everyone expects quarterbacks to start earlier than they used
absolutely.
To? Because
yes.
A long time ago, you wouldn't even be talking about this.
Well,
Bill
Walsh said you need to give them 3-4 years.
Yeah,
right.
Everything in the NFL has gotten sped up over the last generation or so. Everything is right. The coaches don't get the leash that they used to get. You know,
and I think he's suffering slightly from everyone just being used to, drafting, Cam Newton or whoever, and he starts and he's great and
yeah,
everything like that.
Point.
I mean, it's difficult to know whether he's going to. One thing I was going to say, because I know there were questions about his attitude and that he seems to have been relatively a model person. So he certainly has improved.
As far as we know, yeah. And, I think...
Except when he threw the bag at the
I think that was Andy's point in trying to...
No. Not trying to do anything.
No. But you mentioned that sort of rubbed you the wrong way. That's all. But listen...
Okay,
I'm
just
not,
being careful.
And he must have gone through some...
That's
I don't want to be
alley.
Labeled like Joe Haggerty here, and I'm just trying to create some controversy because I don't know anything.
That you saw that on the practice field, and it sort of rubbed you the wrong way.
No, you don't do that, Andy. Don't worry, Andy.
But would you agree, Andy?
I know everything and try to create controversies.
Am I putting words in your mouth that it rubbed you the wrong way in part because of his reputation?
Not necessarily.
But in the end of the day, if he's been through college, presumed he was going to be an NFL starter, and his dreams have sort of not come to fruition, then if all he's doing is throwing a bag once in training camp, then maybe he's actually doing all right.
No, we have not heard about anything off the field negative. That doesn't mean that, there isn't anything out there. We just haven't heard about it. But so you would feel the same way about that bag tossing incident had it been Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
And he's obvious, he has a reputation of being a model citizen off the field.
I'm like, really? Is that really what you do when you're a developing young backup nobody quarterback? Do you really you throw it back at him?
Yeah,
really?
I know there was a lot of talk about Mallett this offseason locally that
and nationally through Adam Schefter. Who thought he had one of the best summers of any young player in the National Football League.
I saw that.
You know how he makes fun of me for having these little things like who's he are, it's just the things that you deem important.
But I know who I'm arguing with, Adam Schefter.
No, I know, but you
if you're going to go on SportsCenter and tell me one of the best young players in the National Football League this summer is Ryan Mallett, that should be true.
Someone was praising Nate Solder the other day on an article. Said he's had an outstanding preseason.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I'll forward that to
you. And I'm a big Solder guy. I think he has the tools to be very, very, very good, but...
Somebody else who hasn't been to a practice yet this
maybe.
Year?
Wow.
Let me know so I can rip them.
Speaking of ESPN reports, I just saw something on the TV that said that the Jets were interested in Demps.
Jets and Bucks are two very much named, I'm interested
type evidently teams. Rex would not say today during his press conference if they had any interest. He pulled a Bill, which
suddenly,
was very surprising.
Suddenly, he clams up.
Very surprising.
Guaranteed
he handled
a
it the top way Bill
five
would.
Defense, maybe number one overall.
But you know what I'm about? You know what I really liked about that? I don't want to disrespect any of those other. I can't say one. I don't want to disrespect those other. It's okay. I'm going to disrespect, 25 of the defenses, 27 of the defense, but I'm not willing to disrespect all of them.
It'd be funny if Bill came out. I'm guaranteeing a top 25 defense this year. We're getting better.
Let's see.
Fred didn't care for
the Mallett thing that I was starting to do the local stuff was, you know, how about all the stories about him appearing to be in better condition? And I didn't see any problems with his conditioning his rookie year. He's a very thin guy. He's tall and thin. He's not very defined, but not a lot of quarterbacks other than Andy's.
What do you need your quarterback to be in conditioned
for? Andy's
anyway.
Pincushion Tebow. I mean, there aren't any, you know, quarterbacks that you look at and say, wow, that guy's really, he's cut, he's defined, he looks like he has a muscular skeleton.
Brady Quinn.
The one good thing
Brady
about
Brady Quinn was one he couldn't play. But
the one good thing I like about Mallett is that if you play for the Patriots, you seem to be tinged with some sort of aura than you're better than you're not. And I think you can get a lot of value in trading Mallett before he's played a game. That's
certainly
worth
with Adam
keeping.
Schefter and no, people like that carrying
exactly.
water.
Exactly. I think
the term we like to use, James, is Patriots perfume.
Yeah, I mean, and you
seems
certainly
like
they
perfume on a pig. He's a razorback.
Right?
Yeah, and I think there may be, even if you're keeping around for another year just to sort of eventually get rid of him.
Fred fell asleep in the corner.
Well, he gets mad when he's ready to move on to a topic and there's still things to discuss. He gets very upset at that.
I'm just glad he knows who Jeff Demps is.
Now I do.
Is he fast?
Cody writes in.
He won the 4x100. Is he fast?
Cody writes in. I said, so he's a fast guy.
With a question on the end.
Dink.
Right?
Seems like Will Allen has fallen off the map. Is there anything in particular bad that he did, or is it just he did nothing? And how's Cunningham looking? Thanks a bunch, guys. And I heard that the track guy is expected to sign with the Jets.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I don't know. Anyway, Will Allen.
I would say the latter for Will Allen.
He
just hasn't really done anything, and he hasn't really been getting the reps to do much, it seems like.
I think they're looking at a bunch of young guys that appear to be ready to do the job that he would do. So I think he would have to have come in and been head and shoulders above a Sterling Moore or a Tavon Wilson. You know, guys like that in order to carve out a spot at this stage of his career.
And Cunningham, I'll actually say I've been his biggest critic. I think he's had his best camp since he got here.
Oh, without a
I
doubt.
I think that's inarguable
because
he's been on the field.
Right. I still don't think he's a great player, but I think he's having as good a camp as at least I would have expected from him. And I think he's going to make the team now only because of
depth,
sheer numbers. They need bodies there.
Brad wants to know, or is wondering, did we take Matt Light for granted over the last decade?
I think so. I did. I was guilty of that.
Probably.
Okay.
I did. I called him a jag.
No, I said you could replace him off the street. I seem to remember you even
I
said
still
once.
Think that Nate Solder is going
to
make
it. The number 17th overall pick doesn't look like I'm replacing him off the street.
Yeah.
I think Nate Solder is going to be fine. I mean, I understand the concern. It hasn't been great this summer, but I think athletically he is at a level that Matt Light wasn't, and I think he's going to be okay.
I agree with that, but to me it seems like mental with him.
Yeah.
It seems like
he's
one
struggling.
Of those things
he's not had a good
when
camp.
You lack confidence, you overextend. If you're a linebacker and you don't think you can get the back, you run too fast to the outside, he cuts back. Well, he looked like he wasn't confident, so he's overextending one
that's
way, he gets
point.
Beat inside. Those are total unknowns. I mean, look at Daniel Bard with the Red Sox or whatever. I mean, when it's a confidence issue, you don't know necessarily if it's ever going to be fixed or how to fix it.
Overcompensating, I think, is a good word. I think he is trying to get quick to the outside, and that's making him susceptible, I think. We saw Chandler Jones beat him to the inside earlier this week. I think that's a good point by the big head.
And maybe Chandler Jones is just that good. You know, maybe it's one of those things.
Well, and maybe Will Smith is that good, except Will Smith isn't that good. He's good, but he's not the best he's going to face. You're going to face a lot of guys that are in the ballpark of Will Smith and probably Chandler Jones. And if you can't block any of them, then you can't play left tackle for this offense.
Maybe he's just following Devin McCourty's lead.
Well, that's what I said to Paul. Maybe we have a trend here. You're good as a rookie and stink as a second-year player.
Barry in Orange County. Barry Insiong is Patriots Nation's favorite on-the-road party organizer. And he writes in, he says, just want to check in and let the listeners know that the Patriots Tailgate Club is the place to network with other Patriots fans going to any road game. This year, Seattle in London will be our big games where we'll have stadium tours, Saturday night parties, and, of course, tailgate parties. This also may be your chance to meet the PFW guys. We also have great hotel deals set up for those two cities, which you can get information about by joining the Patriots Tailgate Yahoo group or Facebook group. For Patriots fans going to other road games, you'll be able to get in touch with other Patriots fans going to each game to discuss tickets, travel, and tailgating together while in enemy territory. So that's the Patriots Tailgate Yahoo group. if you're planning to go on the road and watch the Patriots. And Barry, he's passionate about this stuff. He does a great job. So,
yes.
So I agree.
Eric and I will certainly, perhaps.
We'll certainly, perhaps.
We'll be in Seattle and London.
Right,
yes, we will.
Right.
So there's a chance you'll get to see us.
Andy and I will perhaps host the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social.
And before I get all the emails from across the pond, I don't know the details about a party in London yet. I know they're working on them, and I do know it'll be at that sports cafe again.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good venue.
And Fred will not be in charge of it.
Well, not as much to the degree I was last time.
Because you missed the party last time. That was too much.
Pretty
you were
much.
There all day.
Yeah.
Not only missed the party, he missed the party during the day in London.
I spent the day before watching the cricket finals and selling tickets. So that was fun, though.
Cricket and ticket.
I sat around with the UK Patriots guys, and we drank beers. And
well, cricket's just drinking beer anyway.
Cricket.
So.
Yeah. What?
Cricket's just drinking beer anyway. So,
well, so I did it right.
Yeah.
Why was I not invited?
And it's a five-day game as well, cricket matches.
Yeah. Yeah. We were at the historic, Eric.
They practiced there.
The Brit Oval?
Yes, the Brit
the
Oval.
Yeah.
That's where I did
awesome.
The BBC from.
Yes, I'm aware.
I don't know if you know, Eric.
Yes,
I was
I'm
on
aware.
The BBC once.
I'm aware.
Just so you know, I would have been had we had more time.
Had we not gotten yelled at.
You can tell them you're the MVP and they shouldn't really be talking
right.
to
No, but Andy and I
anymore.
Were invited. The point is that Andy and I were invited on the BBC. And
by a hot blonde.
The pseudo-intellect was not.
I wasn't there either.
There's nothing pseudo about it, my friend.
You guys covered practice that day. I didn't.
Where were you?
I was doing the tour of the city.
Oh, there's a shock, Fred. He was doing a tour of the city.
Which touring?
Which Fred made me go on. Are you going to do that again? Because
we'll
you can
like
see
that.
The Olympic stuff, there'll be some remnants, even
we'll
though some of it'll be kind of...
We'll do something on Saturday.
Go to the volleyball thing. I wonder if that'll still be there. Probably not.
Horse Guards Parade,
Horse Guards Parade.
They won't keep
it's
the
temporary.
Volleyball there.
The hell's Horse Guards Parade?
That's
where they do
beach volleyball was.
Trooping of the Color. They have... it's a military thing. Where
speak
they...
English. he really
You
is.
Know I don't I speak Spanish.
I don't speak idiots.
You know what I thought was really cool? I don't know. Something in your homeland that was really cool in the documentary they did during the Olympics on the World War II, those veterans that all lived together.
Yeah. Oh, Chelsea Pensioners.
Chelsea Pensioners.
Yeah. I'm
that
trying to persuade my dad to go and join this so I can have his house, but no luck yet.
Your dad still lives in England?
Yeah, he lives in London. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's not a Chelsea pensioner. No, he lives the other side of the river in Wandsworth, Clapham area.
He's got the clap.
He does, yeah.
He already told you he doesn't speak Indian.
Marcus is in D.C., and he's also on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Fred. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Marcus.
James, always good to have you in the studio.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so I had a quick question and then a comment. Questions for Fred. Fred, I tried to look, I have an iPhone, but I don't have the iPad, and I know you said that the new app allows you to stream the live game telecast,
right.
Or not the actual telecast, but just the audio.
Right.
Is that correct?
We're working on that. It'll be on the iPad app, Patriots Football Daily.
Okay, so, but it will not be on the iPhone.
It will not, no.
So okay, buy an iPad.
I guess
no,
but give me an iPad then.
But if you, if on the iPhone, I know 98.5, WEI.
Yes. No,
who does the...
98.5.
98.5 do a CBS app for your phone. And you can listen to 98.5 live whenever you want, wherever you want.
You can. Radio.com is their app for the phone, but they don't have the permission to do the broadcast of the actual game.
Yeah, so. I tried that all last year and it never worked.
Yeah.
It never
I'm working
worked.
On that. I'm talking with the league now because their decree is
just kind of a big deal.
Yeah, teams are allowed.
I've seen Grimm.
Teams are allowed to stream the game broadcast, but only within their home marketing territory, which makes no sense to me. You know, because those people already have it.
Right, they can get on real radio.
Yeah, and I think it there's more to it. I think it has something to do with Verizon's exclusivity. For now, until that, I don't know.
I used that last year, and I was able to go right on Verizon and listen to another game.
Right,
yeah.
Because Verizon has that exclusive right.
But yeah, I have that app.
So I think if you have a Verizon phone, which is the problem there, you have to have a Verizon phone.
I do.
You can
well,
sign
problem
up,
solved. Andy has a Verizon phone.
You can sign up for VCast, is it called?
Yeah, I believe.
And then
NFL Mobile.
Yeah, then I think you can get the game wherever you are.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
I've done it.
I did it on a hayride last
year. So, Marcus, if do you happen to have Verizon?
No, I have the iPhone, and I'm going to get the I have the iPhone on Sprint, and I'm going to get the I was going to get the iPad if you got the if the new app does that.
Well,
yeah, get the iPad.
We're working on that. I know the app, the iPad app, will definitely have the game broadcast, but I'm working to see to get it beyond New England. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is stupid.
Kershaw's always used to give out the illegal streams, didn't it? I seem to remember back in the day.
Is I that still being, do.
Very good. So, and you can get Kershaw's. You can get Kershaw's on the iPhone app. So maybe that's a workaround.
Right.
Yeah, that could be a workaround.
I usually don't announce it. I just like, you know,
accidentally
it.
Put up a link to something.
Right.
Oh, that's good. Instead of saying it that maybe someone missed it, you write it so it's there for all time for everybody to see.
Well, if I ever got in trouble, I would say, well, I'm just putting it out there so you guys can look into it and shut it down.
Yeah.
See, it's never the broadcast, though, because I'm always at the bar watching the game. It's just the audio because, you know, they never have the audio on. They always have the local game on for the audio.
Right.
So it's really just the audio that I'm concerned about.
Okay. Well, I'll keep people abreast of my progress.
Okay, and then the one comment that I wanted to make was I just actually finally rewatched the Super Bowl. I just been able to do it, and I just wanted to say I don't think you know earlier on you all were talking about Woodhead possibly getting cut. I think he was one of only maybe three players that actually showed up in that Super Bowl.
Was his best game of the year by far. I believe I blogged at halftime that he was an early candidate for Super Bowl MVP.
That's right. So I think he's a pretty much a lock on this team, and I'm looking forward to seeing him and Vereen as Ridley on the field at the same time.
Marcus, I think we referred to him as a surprise cut, which means that we don't think he's going to get cut. But I would also caution on the Super Bowl, and I agree with Andy. I thought that was his best game, but I think he had 7 carries for 18 yards in that game.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a great game.
He caught a couple of passes. He made a really good play on the touchdown by making himself available to Brady. It was his best game of the year, but I don't really think he had a great game.
And it was typical Andy. Didn't it come on, like, the last drive before the half?
Yes.
So it's typical Andy
it
reaction.
Stuck out to
MVP for Woodhead!
and he made a nice play on a screen, I want to say, deep in their own end, where he got on a third and long that he got a first down. He made a couple of catches, but he got a lot of chances to run the ball out of those spread formations, things that we think, Andy and I anyway, that Vereen is going to take better advantage of this year. Spreading the field with 6 guys in the box, we think Vereen's going to give you 15 yards, not 7 carries for 18 yards like Woodhead did on more than one occasion.
But I really don't think he's going to get cut now because
I don't think he's going to get cut.
Are they going to carry just 2 backs,
no.
Just Woodhead and Vereen?
No.
I mean, the other guy.
Ridley. I think they could also use them both, either Vereen Ridley and Woodhead in the backfield at the same time.
Oh,
and
I agree.
He said two of them.
Oh,
both,
oh
yeah,
yeah,
both,
sure.
And then
sure.
He said or. And I agree. They have done that a little bit.
Yeah, we've already seen the split backs. I like the one with the one guy blocks down and the other guy comes for an inside handoff. It's got like kind of old school misdirection going on there.
I was
going
to talk about that. What with the offensive line? How is the running back blocking been looking?
Well, if you judge from the first preseason game, it looked pretty good.
Well, it looked, yeah.
Ridley had 5 yards a carry.
The production was good. The production on paper looked good. I don't know how great it was.
No, but I meant the running back blocking as well.
His blocking.
Oh.
Yeah.
They've been okay.
Ridley had a great, I think it was Ridley.
Ridley
a
had
great
one,
blitz
picked
pickup.
Up a blitz, but, and we've seen a little bit in camp where they've been okay, but not totally. I'm not going to say that they're ready to save Solder's ass if he gets beat.
That's going to be something we're going to have to find out about Shane Vereen, by the way, because if he's as good as we think he is and he's going to be on the field as often as we hope he is.
Well, I have no questions about the head.
Yeah, he's going to need to be physically a good blitz.
Yeah, not a can he, it's a will he.
Kevin Falk, they talk about, we talk about him being a Kevin Falk replacement, but Kevin Falk was a great.
Excelled at that.
Great. Yes. Pass protector.
Very stout there.
And that's as much mental. Yep. Not in terms of willingness, like Andy said, which Andy's right about. It's, you know, you wanna go and get that physical contact. But mentally, does he know where it's coming from? Does he identify where the blitz is coming from?
That Cal system's pretty complex.
And I was going to mention that Casario talked about that at length on Tuesday as well. Jeff Tedford's system is a very sophisticated one. At Cal, and that's one of the things that really attracted the Patriots.
You want to know an Andy grudge? Pretty sure last year around this time I asked Bill about that, and he said, well, I don't think any system is any more complex than the other. I think they are blah, 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 blah. Oh, funny. Now Nick Casario's just offering up. It's kind of like when you said you weren't back in the Denver game, but then you were in the Denver game, and you weren't in the Denver game. Contradictions.
Marcus, thanks for the call. This is interesting on TV right now.
Bill Belichick.
The sports science thing, this would be a good thing in camp. Clay pigeons for the quarterbacks. To try to hit them.
You think Mallett could hit that thing?
This guy, look at this. This guy hits them. Whoever this quarterback is that they've got,
Brandon Whedon.
He's very accurate. That's his strength.
He's nailing it. So it can be done.
He's got to be. Yeah. Be retired in about 3 years.
Mallett can't hit a receiver that has a 7-foot wingspan, never mind a clay pigeon that's like 3 inches wide.
But I just think it's interesting.
How many times do you think it took him to watch?
I was just going to ask the same question. What? It's pretty cool watching him hit it, but I wonder how many times it took him to hit it.
Right.
And is this all one?
Is this one hit, or is he doing it a lot?
I don't know. Anyway.
So when clay pigeons are introduced to the game, we'll be ahead of the curve.
Right.
And Mallett will say, I'd like to announce my retirement.
Yes.
He's a hunter. Wasn't he hunting when we drafted him?
I think so.
Imagine him on, boom, just shooting all over the
He was hunting beaver.
No, right.
Easy.
Lucky for the prey.
Jacob from Denmark says, should we be worried about the secondary? You've all been pretty negative when asked about it, but I don't think it can get much worse than last year.
Coming on a bit in recent days. I think they struggled for the most part throughout camp, but probably starting with the game, I think it's been much better. I think there's been a lot of activity around the football. We're starting to count interceptions in multiple numbers. You know, it's like 3 on Sunday, 2 on Monday, 4 on Tuesday, another couple yesterday. I think they've been around the football more, and it started with the game because they really got torched against New Orleans in practice. But it was a different story in the game, and I think that was sort of the turning point. Mm. Two safeties look like they're really meshing well together. There's been a lot of talk about that with Gregory and Chung. Tavon Wilson's been out there a lot as the extra guy in dime packages.
Yeah.
Sorry, Andy, what is it called? The money.
The money?
The money position. We have to talk about, you know, we have to throw all the technical terms out there now.
Well, look, we know, I'm certain that there will be improvement. But how much is the question?
I'd be willing to be on Fred's side on that. I'm going to say there's going to be improvement. They're not going to finish 31st again.
Assuming the safeties, Wilson and Gregory, play.
Right.
There will be improvement.
Right.
Assuming some level of
stability.
Health, some reasonable level of health.
Just because of the stability, they
yes,
will improve.
Yes, I think that's big.
Right.
And I think Gregory, if he can play 15 games, that's big.
I wanted to throw out there, too, yesterday, most of camp, it's been Arrington and McCourty as the two cornerbacks. When the nickel comes in, Dowling comes in, and generally Arrington has slid inside to the slot. Yesterday, looked like Sterling Moore had as many reps as Dowling coming in. So it was a lot of Sterling Moore out there with those guys, and then I already mentioned Tavon Wilson as the sixth guy.
It's a big week for a lot of guys.
Dowling has
Sterling
fallen
Moore,
back of late.
I think Sterling Moore is making a push, and I
about
agree with
six
Andy.
Or 8 days ago, it was always Dowling and McCourty. Then Arrington was mixing in. Then we saw like Sterling Moore. We saw a few guys, and I've seen quote unquote first group and Dowling on the sideline more and more often over the last week or so.
But the fact that there's competition is a plus anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're good.
Yeah. Right. It all depends on what kind
it's
of
all
competition
crap,
you have.
And you still have crap. You just have different crap.
Here's where Andy talks about the linebackers for the last couple of years. Yeah, you know, it's competition. You all stink.
Back to the Wes Welker fantasy question. I think Darren was right on the money because VIP Stripper says that the fantasy football calculator has him between a third and fifth round pick. So you said fourth round, so you're right there.
James said fifth round.
He how many teams in that league?
Right.
I need more information.
Yeah,
is that a four-team team league?
It's a four-team league. If the four of us play, then he's going to go lower.
Andrew in Ukraine writes in. He
you
says,
and I were like this. You want to bring me on board for some high-paying gig?
Yeah,
for
I'd love
a non-security
to.
Security guard.
Andrew says, I wrote in a few weeks ago about the wide receiver spot. I now firmly believe that Ebert will take a roster spot from one of
you two is
either Branch or either Gaffney or Stallworth. I know you guys think he'll be part of 2013, but not on this year's roster. I think if you want him to be part of 2013, he has to be on the roster this year. Guys who catch everything thrown their way don't make it to the practice squad. Remember that there are two teams in New Jersey that would love to stick it to the Patriots, the Giants for Ballard and the Jets for Woodhead, not to mention that the Jets don't have a good wide receiver core. If Daquan Underwood can get a spot, Ebert can.
Yeah, I'm not sold.
Why exactly do the Jets want to stick it for Woodhead? They cut him?
Yeah, they cut him. So, I mean, I don't think they have any grudge to hold against that.
And if the Giants had a grudge to hold against the Patriots, they would have claimed Dane Fletcher just out of spite.
Right.
Right? If it was really about a grudge. Now, if they think that guys can help their team, and I think that the argument for the Jets is somewhat valid because the Jets have no depth at wide receiver. They have no talent at wide receiver after Santonio Holmes. Jeremy Curley is a guy I'm a little intrigued with, but he's been injured, and Andy says he's been taking a lot of heat in Jets camp. I think you can get Eber in the practice squad. No, but I will, in full disclosure, I'll say last year I didn't think there was any chance that they would lose guys like Lee Smith and who's the other? Yateman.
Will Yateman, that's right.
Who they lost. They tried to keep on the practice squad and lost those guys. And I wouldn't have thought, that, especially with Yateman, an undrafted lacrosse player, I wouldn't have thought there was any chance that they would lose guys like that. But
I think you were looking for positives. When you said he was catching everything, I thought you were looking at him progressing and positives.
On offense, I would agree with that. He is struggling badly trying to catch balls in punt and kick returns. 3 days in a row, he's dropped one.
It's like Scott Pioli. Leads with his chest.
I think that there is something to salvage there. I would be very surprised if the Patriots let him get out of the system, but I don't think he's going to be earn a rush. That's kind of what we were just talking about the whole roster and all the different things that can happen. Is he going to give you more than a Dante Stallworth?
And have you done your maths?
I can't imagine that's the case.
A quick one on the roster. Have you done your maths where one of the surprise cuts has to get cut, or have you not got there yet?
Well, no. I haven't done
no
it
No one
yet.
Has to get cut.
No, but you said these guys would be like, surprise cuts. These guys.
I did a roster before camp, and none I of them didn't have any. The biggest surprise I had was Dennard, and he looks like less a surprise every day. He'll go on IR because he's missed 2-plus weeks of camp, but I didn't have any.
I wonder if they do the dowling with him. Remember, Dowling got hurt early in camp. We never saw him. All of a sudden, Monday Night Football, he's starting.
I'd be surprised.
I don't think he'll be
happened.
Starting, but if he's on the roster, it would be somewhat of a surprise at this point. He's been out since the second day.
Mm-hmm. I've got a quick question that's slightly off topic, if that's okay. When
we don't
happens,
do that on this show.
Yes, I know. What happens if you get injured? Do you
it
still,
hurts.
You get hurt. No. But do you still get paid money? Because I was always thinking, if you're out there in training camp, it comes towards the end of camp, you look as though you're going to get cut. Why didn't people just pretend to get out injured?
They do.
That does happen occasionally,
I was just interested if that's what people might do.
Generally what they would do, if they didn't really have any interest in the guy, Britt Davis, for example. Now, Britt Davis didn't fake his injury. He clearly had something happen to him on the game on Thursday night. They didn't have any interest in retaining him. They reached an injury settlement with him.
Right.
And they would have to pay him something, but it allows him to not have to spend the year on IR. Maybe Davis didn't think the injury was serious enough to put him on IR, but the Patriots wanted that roster spot, so they let him go. They reach a settlement with him that probably didn't have to pay his full salary, and he's allowed, maybe 3 weeks from now he's healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe he can stick on somewhere.
He probably gets 75 cents on the dollar with the opportunity to get that whole dollar back with somebody else.
Yeah.
And at his age,
He's not a rookie per se.
He can't
afford to waste a couple of years.
But
on
IR. James brings up a good point. I was thinking it the other day. Because we do know that some guys see the end coming, and all of a sudden they're injured. What protection does a team have against that?
I mean, your doctors.
Yeah.
Can help you.
But like if how hard it is to diagnose a back injury.
I think that's why the smart injury is a hamstring.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's one of the guys that they would say, well, we're not putting you on IR. We'll give you a settlement and we'll let you go about your ways.
Or we won't give you a settlement and we may pursue this legally and I'm not sure you really want to do that. So you probably should just take the 50 grand we have on the table right now and get the hell out of my office.
But there are guys, James, that end up on IR that I don't think had any prayer of sticking around.
Yes.
Yeah, no, because you can almost make a career of bouncing around off-seasons.
These guys at the bottom of the roster, probably about time for him to pull a hamstring and try to collect a paycheck.
Mm.
Mm. Strippers would like to clarify Fred's inability to read. It wasn't the third to the fifth round. It was third round, fifth pick.
Oh.
It's a specific calculator.
Okay, that's a misread then. All
right. Yes, I
third
know.
Third round, fifth pick?
No
really?
Way.
Really?
No way. It's a bit of a reach.
He's making crack strippers.
Joel is...
The kind of crack he smokes.
Yeah.
Joel is live in Atlanta from The Bean. I don't know what The Bean is.
Oh, I've been there.
Since we're talking about pass protection, any chance that Kevin Falk will be back and you guys have a fan day where a fan can sit in or call in and be part of the PFW panel for that day, would love to be the first.
If you buy lunch for a couple of years,
yes.
You can come anytime you want.
Spend 4 or 5 grand a year. It's easy. You come in once and give out nut wizards.
It's Shukasa.
Makes complete my life. It's what I live for.
Mikasa Shukasa. James, would you care to let everyone know just exactly how much that costs?
No. Work it out. It's about $60 a pop, 50 weeks a year.
60? I'm not sure you've been checking those receipts.
Kevin's shaking his head.
Kevin orders dinner and the next day's lunch, too.
It's cheaper now. What?
What was his first question?
I'm just saying.
What was the first part of his email?
He's getting all squirmy.
You have it in front of you, don't you?
No, I delete it.
Sorry, Bean.
Dan at D.C. writes in, from an outsider's perspective, it seems that Chad Johnson's wife is ruining him. Did any of you have interaction with her when Chad was in New England, and can you confirm that she is nuts? Either way, if the assault charge is true, it's all on him.
Whoa.
What?
If it's true that he headbutted her.
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay. Then it's all on him.
Yeah. Well, if it's true that she headbutted him, then it's all on her.
Right.
She's a crazy bitch.
The only interaction I had with her is when he first got to the team. I think it was a preseason game. I went up and introduced myself, and she just stared me down like, how dare you talk to him?
So you can confirm she's a crazy bitch.
No, but that's my only interaction with her.
I didn't even know they were together when he first got here.
Yeah,
and from what
I've heard,
I didn't know that.
I saw her in the tunnel. She's got nice tatas.
From what I've heard, that people that watch that, ex-wives or basketball
wives, she's a real evidently she is pretty crazy.
They played clips of her throwing plates at people.
I mean, in all honesty, if you're looking for like a wife to appear on that show, you're not looking for a nice, well-rounded woman who's uncontroversial.
So I don't doubt that she's part of the problem. You know, they're both publicity hounds.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't have, two people doing the same thing because they're it's just a mess. I feel bad for him. I think
Fred.
Don't feel bad for Chad.
No. Why should you feel bad for him?
I'm totally with James.
Absolutely not.
I don't think he's a bad guy.
I saw him in Bar Louie's and he ignored us. Oh. No fan signature.
I didn't realize you had a personal thing.
I got his number. I leave it 3 or 4 years. So there's no connection to me, and then we'll go.
I don't think he's a bad guy, but no one forced him to do these things. And I'm not talking about the assault and all that stuff. I'm talking about, why does he have to be with this woman? I mean, this whole have any control over who you fall in love with? Well, I mean, come on, you have control over staying away from someone like this. And if this is what ultimately happens to bring him down and end his career, I don't feel sorry for that.
But I think people like that will attract each other anyway, whether it's
that's
subconscious
or
not. They're like big magnets and bang.
big
pervert.
Bang.
I do think he's...
So maybe he's the nut wizard on you.
I think he's a good guy. I'm not... I liked Chad, but I don't necessarily have much sympathy for him. He was a sympathetic figure on Hard Knocks the other night, the way that all unfolded. I think I agree with your characterization. I think he was truly affected by it. I don't think he took it lightly at all. I think he understood the magnitude of it, but at the same time.
Yeah, but he'll see the magnitude.
Put yourself in these situations, and these are the things that happen.
Yeah, but he won't learn from it because he'll be solemn for a day and then bang, he's bang.
And he's not a kid either,
I think he has other problems.
I'm not using the word bang today.
He has suppressed problems that he needs to get out.
What are those, Fred? Yeah. You want to express yourself?
I don't think that he is
heterosexual
outwardly the person that he really is inwardly.
No, of course he isn't. None of them are they.
No, but Fred thinks it's a big thing, which I admit would be very, if you built your life on, remember he had his own show, right, where like 30 hot tramps wanted to date him. If you built your life on X and you're really Y, I agree, that would be troubling.
I think he's Y.
Yeah, I know, but T.O. found himself in a pickup truck with a shotgun.
He thinks he's Y too.
And Chad is going to, they're all going to end up that way.
I think there is a lot of suppression going on there, and I think that once they realize who they truly are and freely admit it, I think their lives will be a lot better.
He's in the wrong sport.
If this is our last show, James, you will hire us, right?
Yes, don't worry.
We can do an internet show to promote the, the brand.
I can do something.
And by the way, Joel says that his question is, will Falk be back? Thank you, Joel.
Oh, yeah.
No.
If they ask him, doing cartwheels in the door.
Not unless injuries hit. I don't think that I think they've moved on.
Yeah. But he still teases the fans because they always ask him, and he always retweets.
But
what?
That's a good
God's
little
willing.
Ace
whatever.
In the
he's
hole
another
to
one.
Have,
stop falling.
In case the sky does fall in at running back, that's a good ace in the hole.
Oh yeah, they got him. They got Sammy Morris. They have all these professional backs that would love to play here.
And if he's a phenomenal blocker, just put him on the A line.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's a phenomenal blocker anymore.
I'm not either.
I think the tank is empty with him. Sadly, I like him. I mean, I don't want the truth is never mean.
Andy
so.
Was right again. Six
Shut
years after
six years later.
6 years after he
skills. Andy, I wish you just let us know every time you are.
Diminishing skills.
Well, that you could say that about every player
in
every sport.
I say it about you every day.
Yeah, Joe wants to know.
He did have one of his best years that year. I mean, you have to admit that.
I don't admit anything.
Joe wants to know, without the opportunity to evaluate them because of injury, will Fels and Schenko make it through and be on the team?
I think Fels gets either a PUP or IR.
Fels gets PUP.
And I don't think Schenko makes the team.
I agree.
I agree with Eric.
Because then at least with Fels, you can make the decision after week six. Schenko, we haven't seen anything. There's nothing to lead us to believe. And some of us weren't even sure it was the right fit anyway with the, you know, I know the whole theory of he's interchangeably, you have a true backup for the pass catcher. But I don't know if that was perfect fit anyway, and you haven't seen him, say, and you might be able to re-sign him. You cut him. Who knows?
It's a great question, though, because we haven't seen anything of either one. And,
how about Finene?
You know, especially Fels.
All these guys we haven't seen.
At least Finene, he was there all spring and through the camp, so at least they have some idea.
Some of the camps. Remember, he got hurt in one of those.
No, but he missed like 5 seconds.
He missed a day.
Well, didn't he like miss like half that practice himself. And he came right back the next day, right?
I mean, Fels
hasn't been out there since May. He hasn't been on the field.
If a Fels fells and no one saw it, did he really Fels?
He wasn't even on the field in spring.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying, right?
He was only in this studio.
Yeah.
Before he fells.
I think he may have
he
gone
fells
outside
off the map.
I think he went outside the door and tripped over something and hasn't been heard from since.
All Fred right, has no right. interest.
Well,
he fells.
Asleep.
No, I was just reading another email about someone having trouble listening to the show on their iPhone.
Why do we have so many problems?
I don't know.
I mean, who needs to be fired?
It's the NFL.
There are a lot of variables.
Now, use
this.
Error.
So it could be use the carrier error. Was having, you know, so it's hard to
Do we ever do, like, outgoing emails to ask people, are you having problems with our apps? Are you having... Can we do we have the capability to do that? Do we have email addresses so we
Never
can ask?
Never ask a question you don't want to know the answer to. All right, that's going to be it for this edition of TFW in progress.
I don't know who he is anymore.
We'll be back next Tuesday. A lot going on.
At 12.
Yeah.
Back to our normal time.
And don't forget, pregame social on Monday before the game. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thanks, James, for the Nut Wizard. We'll see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.